was in about the most clutch moment you could possibly imagine. How are you feeling?
Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling about the same as I have before every game. After the other game, we just got to move ahead. Unfortunately, that wasn't a championship game, so we got to go in and battle another elimination game tonight. Guys are fired up, ready to go, and it feels really, really good to get that win last night and have another game in front of the Trapper fans.
You guys played your heart out last night. It was very clear of that. How do you get these guys focused and dialed back in to not have a bit of an emotional letdown here for game four?
You know what? We got to get ahead, stay ahead. Jack's on the mound. He's got to get control and get ahead of these batters, and the guys are fired up. They don't want to go home, so we want another night in Pierre.
So beyond Jack Van Camp, the local kid on the mound, what's the pitching situation look like for the rest of this one?
We got Parker Lewis available still, right-handed Nick Blessing is available still, and if it comes down to it again, I'm going to put Pepe on the mound, lefty, and he's going to go a couple innings if we have to, but we're pretty locked and loaded for this game pitching-wise.
Where does last night rank amongst your favorite moments as a coach?
That was one of the best ones I've seen. You know, I've been in championship games, playoff games, and that was just the heart these kids are showing is amazing. I mean, we were a young team. We're battling a bunch of studs over there, and just to come out and give them a game every game so far this series, and they're locked and loaded, and we're ready to go.
So what's the lineup looking like tonight, and how did you construct that one?
Well, I know they got a right-hander. I think Barker's on the mound for him, right-hander. Yeah. So we got some good swinging lefties, and I put most of the lefties in the lineup. So, you know, we can always go in matchups and go from there. But we got some good swinging lefties in the lineup tonight. I think seven of them.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our would-you-rather question here. Would you rather be stranded on an island all by yourself and have no supplies, or be stranded on an island with the person you hate the most and have supplies to share with them?
I would be by myself. I don't hate very many people, but the few people that I do, I couldn't stand to be with them on the island. So
it's like, you know what? I'll make my own supplies. It's not worth it to have to share them with somebody.
Hopefully there's something out there to eat. Otherwise, I mean, I'll hunt and trap or whatever I got to do, but I'd rather be by myself out there for sure.
Sounds great, Coach. Let's get another win. Let's force a game five.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks, Ryan. Go trap.
So Coach Jamie willing to live off the land if he has to. Ryan Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box. We have game four of our best of five Expedition League championship series between your Trappers and the Soares Valley Saberdogs. The Trappers pulled out a 3-2 victory in last night's game. We're about ready for a first pitch. We're already done with the anthem. Jackson Mix, the Trappers leadoff man, will stride in there to lead us off. We're about ready here for game four. I have got the ace of this Trappers rotation and the starter from last night's win with me, Caleb Hay.
What's up,
Thanks
Ryan?
For joining me.
Of course, glad to be up here.
So Joel Barker, the right-handed starter for the Saberdogs, on the mound with the Trappers being the away team. First pitch up and outside for ball one. So Caleb, how are you feeling, I guess, after a night to reflect on last night's win?
You know, I feel great. Just looking back at everything that went great, I definitely am still happy. I still got those jitters. I still got just amped up. Like, that's going to be there for a while.
1-0, that one stays up and outside as well for ball two. So if the Trappers can win this one tonight, we will have a game five winner take all tomorrow. If the Saberdogs win, they will clinch the championship and end the season right here. 2-0 pitch. This is outside ball three. So what do you remember of Joel Barker, the starter for the Saberdogs? We've seen him one other time before.
I don't remember facing him. I don't really remember him pitching.
All right, we'll have to see what your impressions are after a couple of innings here. 3-0 pitch. Now it misses up and outside ball four. Well, I guess that's your first impression right there. Four straight fastballs that have missed up and outside.
That happens.
So a leadoff walk for Jackson Mix, who scored that go-ahead run in the eighth inning last night. He was driven in by Hunter Brown on that RBI base hit into shallow left field. So after the leadoff walk, that brings up Hunter Brown, as we were just talking about. In this series so far, Hunter is 4-for-11. He has two RBI. One of them, as I mentioned, was last night, that game-winning base hit.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody square up a baseball so consistently and hit it right to them and get out every single time.
I haven't either. And then his two hits in this series have been ones that he hasn't really barreled up as much. First pitch right down Broadway for a called strike one. So Joel Barker able to get back into the strike zone. 0-1 the count. Nobody out. Top of the first. The Trappers leading things off here in this one, being the away team for the second night in a row. Runner on first after the leadoff walk from Jackson Mix. The 0-1 pitch goes off speed, and it misses for ball one. We have the same umpire crew tonight as what we have had the last two nights. And obviously we know the drama that took place in game two. You were out there with this home plate umpire in game three. What were your thoughts on the mound?
You know, it definitely sucks when you have your pitchers up there, you know, doing everything they possibly can, sweating, working so hard to get a pitch, and when you throw one.
1-1, swung through for strike two.
And when you get those pitches that are just there, barely missing, or like 0-2, 1-2 counts, like, and you throw a great pitch, and it sucks when they don't give it to you, especially when it is strike. Like yesterday I threw a slider, I don't think I could have thrown it more down the middle, and he called it a ball.
Almost feels like you're pitching into a Pringles can, right?
It's so bad.
1-2 the count. Hunter Brown up at the plate for the first time here in this one. And the pitch goes high with a fastball, and it's laid off there. So I like to see that Hunter Brown and Garrett Arnold are continuing with their cleat flip-flop that they started yesterday, and it worked out yesterday, so they had to keep the trend going today.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It was actually my idea for them to do that, and I suggested they do that like 3 weeks ago. I guess they finally decided to listen to me. The 2-2 pitch goes high fastball again and laid off again. So we have a full count here. Trappers a chance to get their first two base runners aboard here. Will Hoke is on deck, followed by Tynan Shahidi. Barker, the Saber Dogs right-hander. This is his fourth outing of the season. He's 3-0 in his previous three starts. The payoff pitch fouled straight back, so Hunter Brown stays alive. Who's winning this jersey matchup today, the uniform matchup? Is it us, or is it the Saber Dogs? Saber Dogs were in the bright blue. They were in the powder blue with white pants. We've got our navy blue with the white pants.
Of course, I'm always going to root for the Trappers, but I do love baby blue and red. That's one of the best combos, I think, personally.
3-2 pitch, fouled back again. Hunter Brown staying alive still.
I love their the baby blue with the red pants.
Really?
Okay,
so you're one of the ones that is on that side of the spectrum.
I am.
Everyone I've asked has either been all in, loves it, or all in, hates the combo.
I love it so much. Baby blue, cream, I love all that stuff.
Yep. 3-2 the count, nobody out, top of the first. Jackson Mix is on first after a leadoff walk. 3-2 pitch, chopped on the ground, foul. This will be pitch number 9 of the at-bat. You know what I just realized? I'm supposed to be scoring this game on Game Changer. I completely forgot.
Come on, Ryan. You gotta lock it in.
I know, I've gotta lock in. My bad. There we go. We're back caught up. We're just two batters in, so you know, not that big of a deal.
Not two innings.
Pitch number 13 for Joel Barker. That could have been bad.
Okay.
I would have forgot. I'd be watching the stream later trying to update.
Oh, yeah.
The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hunter Brown battles in that at-bat, but goes down on strikes. So one away here. Top of the first. That brings up Will Hoke. Joel Barker has faced the Trappers one other time before tonight. He went 4 innings. Gave up 1 hit, no earned runs, and 2 strikeouts. So that would probably explain why you don't remember seeing Joel Barker, because we've only faced him one other time. And it was back on June 22nd.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
No. First pitch, Will Hoke off speed, swings through that one for strike one. So 0-1 the count, 1 away, top of the first. Game 4 of our Expedition League Championship Series after the Trappers were able to stave off elimination last night and win game 3 in the same situation here tonight. Pick over to first, nothing doing though. So Caleb, how did you feel after that 8th inning? I thought you were going to go back out for the 9th, but then Brady came in and closed it out anyway. What were What was going through your mind, and what were the words exchanged there after that eighth inning going into the ninth?
You know, obviously I wanted to go out there. I wanted to finish it, but...
A one pitch misses on a changeup, so the count 1-1.
But due to pitch count, you can't really go over 120. You're not supposed to. So, and Kieran, which is the coach for the Saberdogs, was complaining about one of the other pitchers going over.
Oh, it was Manning when he went 151?
Yeah,
so, that was rough.
So we didn't want to take the chance with me going over it and then something bad happening.
Sure. 1-1 the count, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Joel Barker, the Saberdogs starter, trying to get out of that leadoff walk that he issued to Jackson Mix, who's over there on first. Gets set. And the 1-2 pitch. That one is just nubbed to short, and it is fielded, and it will be actually caught over there by Wilms. For a second, I thought he might try to pull that the Jose Altuve, kind of like the big brain maneuver where he let it drop and then turn two.
Oh, yeah.
But he decided to catch it anyway.
And I'd rather have Will on first than Mitch.
If you're the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now two outs. Top of the first brings up Tynan Shahidi. Tynan 0-2 at the plate here in this championship series. Earlier start today, with it being Sunday. It's set, and the first pitch. That one is rocketed in the air into straightaway left field. Pelayo on the move. Still on the move into the gap and makes the catch for out number three. He's given a pretty good ride there from Tynan Shahidi, but Luis Pelayo showing that range that he's got out there in the outfield was able to track that one down to end the inning. So the Trappers unable to score in the top of the first after the leadoff walk. We will take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the first inning here. Nothing, nothing, our score on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly, fly, fly!
Go it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. We are through one half inning of play here in game four of our championship series. Trappers and the Saberdogs. Jack Van Camp, the local kid, on the mound for the Trappers here in this one, the lefty. And, you know, kind of getting a feel for how all of our guys were feeling before this game. It was kind of the same sentiment, you know. This team goes as Jack Van Camp goes today.
Yeah, you know, big games are always based on the tempo of the pitcher, how the pitcher's doing. Pitcher definitely plays the biggest role in how the game goes.
First pitch goes with an off speed, looks like a slider there, and caught the outside part of the plate for strike one. Luis Pelayo leading off. Jack Van Camp, and the pitch goes another slider, and they say that one just missed outside. Similar location to the first one. Van Camp, this is his third outing against the Saberdogs this season. The 1-1, that one leaks outside as well for ball two. Three straight sliders from Jack to start this one off. That is surprising to you?
Oh, yeah. Usually early in the game, you just go fastballs attack.
The 2-1 pitch. There's a fastball, but it misses low for ball three. As I mentioned, this is the third time Van Camp is on the mound against the Saberdogs, and The second time was a far cry from the first. He was out there for an inning in game two of this series, and he did not give up any runs and walked two batters, but struck out one and was able to get out of it unscathed as a 3-1 pitch is a called strike. Looked like it might have been ball four, but it does not go that way. You know,
make up call.
Yeah, yeah, it works.
I'll take it.
So the count full here. Luis Pelayo, 3-2 pitch. Popped up into shallow left field. McCreary on the move near the line, and he makes the catch for out number one. But Jack Van Camp in his first outing against the Saberdogs, 18 hits, 10 earned runs, and 10 walks. So you can't have that here in this one.
Oh, no.
You need the Jack Van Camp we saw for an inning in game two.
Oh, yeah.
So one away here after that fly out to left field. Hunter Delanoy up there. He has been struggling in this championship series. He is just 1-for-14. As the first pitch fastball misses outside. Van Camp setting up on the far right side of the rubber. Typically the opposite of what you would see from a lefty-lefty matchup. You'd see them typically try to ride that left side of the mound as that one misses for ball two. Just to try and create that illusion, you know, that like the ball is coming at an angle across the hip of the batter.
That's actually how I pitch.
Yeah?
Yeah, I pitch on the...
There's a called strike on a fastball.
I pitch on the right side of the mound.
At all times?
Yeah. This is more of a comfort thing for me.
So why do you think Jack is setting up on the right side as well as a lefty?
It could be because...
This is outside ball three.
Sometimes his ball kind of runs or he kind of misses arm side a lot. So if he moves over as far as he can, it kind of gives them more room to, if it does run a little bit, to maybe just miss inside instead of hit the batter.
That makes sense. The 3-1. That one is roped foul down the left field line. We'll bounce up onto the grassy hill, the slope. So the count full. 3-2. One out, bottom of the first. 0-0 our score. Got a lefty-lefty matchup. Van Camp versus Delanoy. The payoff pitch. And that one runs in and hits him. You were just talking about the hit-by pitch. You're talking about that arm side miss. We saw it there, and it ran between the shoulder blades of Delanoy.
Yeah. His ball inside runs a little bit.
That is his 13th hit batter of the season. That is the second most on this Trappers team. You know who's first.
Yep, Casey.
It's crazy, too, because Casey is such a good pitcher.
Oh,
he does a good job of getting out of jams, but he creates jams by occasionally getting wild, hitting a couple guys. He has 24 hit batters this year. It's crazy. First pitch to Neubert, swung on and missed. So Ben Neubert batting third. I guess I can go ahead and give you the rest of the lineup for the Saberdogs. Chris Monroe is on deck, followed by Jake Barlow, Seth Delgado, Eddie Martinez, Bradley Harmon, and Ben Wilms. 1-0 pitch swung through for strike two with a high fastball there. We'll see what Jack Van Camp goes with. Maybe a disappearing slider? That back
maybe.
Foot?
High fastball, probably.
The 0-2. It's an outside fastball, and the throw down to second on the stolen base, and the tag is not applied in time. There's a stolen base for Hunter Delanoy. So a runner now in scoring position. The other thing with Jack on the mound as well, you need to keep him from self-destructing in one inning.
Oh, yeah.
Because typically you see that for him, you know, in his last four or five outings. He'll give up four, five, six runs in one of his first two innings, and then from there he'll be smooth sailing. That one's through the left side of the infield for a base hit. So Ben Neubert picks up a base knock, and runners now on the corners with one away. Let's see if Jack can get out of this one. Delanoy had to hold up and watch it through the left side of the infield, so he was not able to even attempt to score. For Neubert, that is his fifth hit in 12 at-bats here in this series, and that now brings up Chris Monroe. Coming into this series, you know, the league leader in home runs, RBI, hits, runs, total bases, doubles, yada, yada, yada. You know, right? You go on about that. Mostly been held in check here in this series, just 2-for-11 with two base hits. First pitch, hit on the ground, is short. Jackson Mix could be two. One in time, and that is two! So there's your double play ball. Jack Van Camp rolls them up. We get a 6-4-3 double play to end the bottom of the first, and no run score for the Saberdogs. That was big, wasn't it, Caleb?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a crazy... It's weird how baseball works. You can give up bloop shots, bloop hits, but when you need double play, it comes.
So rolled that one up, and that ends the first inning. Great job there from Jack Van Camp to get out of the jam. We will go to the second. Nothing, nothing, our score here on the Voice of the Trappers River, 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium, the top of the second inning. We've got TGIF by Katy Perry is our first Name That Tune that we have here in this game four. Jack Van Camp able to get a double play off the bat of Chris Monroe to end the inning. That's 6-4-3. So here at the top of the second, it will be Noah McCreary leading things off, facing Joel Barker, who needed 17 pitches to get out of the first inning. McCreary delivered a 2-RBI triple back in game one. First pitch of the inning, and there's a fastball that runs in there at the knees for a called strike one. McCreary here in this series, 2-for-5, as I mentioned, has that triple to his name. 0-1 the count. And the pitch, off speed, has him way out in front. So the count now, 0-2. So 0-2. No outs, top of the second. Noah McCreary at the plate. Had a quick first inning. Trappers looking to get on the board first here in the second. And the pitch swung through for strike three. So three pitches is all that is needed for Barker to get McCreary going down swinging for out number one. So, Caleb, I assume that, you know, with your 118 pitches last night, obviously your season here with the Trappers is done on the mound.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the things that you have taken away from this season?
You know, it's definitely one big thing in baseball is definitely building a bond with your teammates, your players. It's more of just a teammate. Like, those are your friends, it's your brothers, it's your family. And once you build a bond like that, everything flows, everything clicks, everybody's just on the same page.
It's a very tight-knit group.
Oh, yeah.
Garrett Arnold up there, first pitch, swung on and chopped foul straight back. So the count 0-1. Arnold in this series, 0-for-8. Looking for his first hit here in this championship series. He was DHing last night, and Cy Props was the catcher, and he had a three-hit ball game. Oh, and won the count and the pitch. That one runs upstairs. So the count 1-1 here. One out, top of the second. Nobody on base. McCreary struck out to start out this top of the second inning. 1-1 off speed. That one is popped up into left center field. Martinez is there and makes the catch for out number two. So now that will bring up Tyler Traphagen. Trap in this series, 3-for-11, scored two runs, struck out once, and walked once as well. He was wanting a pregame interview, but I told him, you know what? Play well here in the game tonight, and let's get a win, and I'll have you on for the postgame interview.
Oh, yeah.
Traphagen, the Trapper's center fielder. He says he wants to make a highlight reel catch as well, so I can play at the Sports Center top 10 music over the top.
That'd be great.
And the first pitch, that one goes to the backdoor slider and gets the call for strike one. Once again, I forgot to do the game changer. I haven't done game changer, which is our official scoring, in quite a while. So it's weird having to do it again. I can catch back up pretty easily. The 0-1 pitch. That one is nubbed on the ground to the right side. Foul. So the count 0-2. Traphagen joined the team just a couple of weeks ago after the Father's Day weekend in Sioux Falls. He's been a great addition to the team. 0-2, and we have a called time. It's not quite as hot here today as it was yesterday. Although I'm sure for you, Caleb, when you're on the mound, you probably don't even feel the heat, do you?
Oh, yeah. I was drenched in sweat. It definitely takes its toll. I was redder than a tomato.
You're used to the heat, though.
Oh, yeah.
Being in Arizona.
Yeah. Arizona, it gets hot. Where I'm from in Cali, it gets like 110, 115.
0-2, and that one is lined into left field, but that will hang up there for Pelayo to make the catch to retire the side. So the Trappers go down in order. In the top of the second, nothing-nothing, our score remains, and we'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the second here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand, priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Do you not know this?
I do not.
I don't either. So if you don't know it, I don't stand
like,
a chance.
Sometimes they'll put in commercial music, and it may not actually be a real song. So I don't know. Anyways.
I think Heather just stumped us. Ryan Breeden here, Hyde Stadium Press Box, the Trappers GM John Hunt to my right here for the bottom of the second. Nothing, nothing, our score. The Trappers went down in order in the top of the second.
And our local guy, Jack Van Camp, on the mound. And he got through the first, which is always a good sign for Jack with no damage. Double play ball was turned. It was nice.
First pitch of the inning is in there for a called strike one. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. A 1-1 pitch, changeup misses below the zone. So, John, how are you feeling? Have you been able to recover after last night's game?
It was exciting last night, and a lot of people have been congratulating the Trappers, and we appreciate all the fans.
1-1 pitch misses high for ball two. You can see the dirt pop off of the glove on that one.
Exactly. And before we get too far into it, big shout-out to my family on the East Coast. Sweet Melissa listening in Frederick, Maryland.
2-1 is
chopped to the broadcast. And she agrees that you're a broadcaster of the year.
I appreciate that. I appreciate all of the kind comments that I received on my live stream last night, the tweets they were adding me. I was able to check by midnight when I got home. The 2-2 pitch, high fastball, and it's popped up foul out of play. And yes, for Miss Lisa Gibson in our YouTube live chat, yeah, we are. It's about a 30-second delay that we have on the YouTube live to allow it to actually do its thing. So yeah, it's a little bit behind live action, but that's because it's YouTube, so it needs to have a delay.
And I love the opportunity for Jack Van Camp to be on the mound tonight.
2-2, and that one just missed for ball three. Looked pretty good.
As
I get the spot.
As he's the local guy, and he's now in a big situation here for
big
the Pier
time.
Trappers. And I was talking to Mom Tina, and she said this may be his retirement game from baseball.
Really?
Possibly. So we'd love to, for him to have a good outing.
Payoff pitch popped up out of play, so the count remains 3-2. Nobody out. Bottom of the second, nothing-nothing, our score. Well, yeah, then Jack needs to pitched for his life out there. If this might be his last time.
Yeah, you want to remember, you want to go out on a very high note. You've got that
pitch,
opportunity
misses
today.
Misses high for ball four.
That's all right. We'll just turn the 4-6-3 again.
Exactly right.
Turn that double play.
Zach Delgado now will come up with a runner on first after the leadoff walk. Delgado had a RBI base hit in the fourth inning of last night's game. It tied the game at 2 before the Trappers ended up taking the lead and winning that one.
And despite the fact that many fans didn't know if we were going to have a game today, so waited till today to buy tickets, it looks like a pretty good turnout. I'm going to estimate around 400 tickets sold by the time we're finished here today. So I will take that on a Sunday afternoon.
Someone asked me, one of the Trappers guys asked me how many people I thought were going to be here today, and I said probably around 400. Barlow on the move, and it's hit on the ground to third. Hunter Brown just has to take that out at first, which he does for out number one. It could have been a double play.
Yeah, the runner was on the move.
But Barlow decided to steal.
So hit and run worked for the Saberdogs.
So now one away on the ground out. Brings up Eddie Martinez, who has probably been the best hitter here on this Saberdogs team in this series. I guess maybe behind that game one performance that we saw from Luis Pelayo. But consistently, Martinez has been squaring up the most baseballs. First pitch, and there's a called strike, a slider that they say catches the inside part of the plate.
And I did notice Jack's normally loose before a game. I think in his mind he was really focused going out there to the mound today. So that also may make a bit of a difference.
He typically has to show up a little bit later as the 0-1 pitch is called a strike two. Or that up and inside fastball. But he typically, he has a job. He works here. He has like a full-time job in construction. So when he starts, he typically doesn't show up until about an hour and a half before the game. Has to get locked in and get ready to go out there.
Exactly. And he's dealing with a little bit of muscle soreness, but he's throwing it all out there today.
2-2 hit on the ground to second. Fielded by Bendek, and the throw to first is in time for out number two.
So the runner advances to third, but again, Jack's now in a good position. No damage with a runner on third and two outs. Opportunity to get himself out of this inning.
So it'll be Bradley Harmon. This is his first at-bat here in this one. Batting eighth. He's 1-for-4 in this series. Has an RBI to his credit. The Saberdogs offense that has been extremely powerful this entire season has been held somewhat in check here in 3 and a little over that games. First pitch misses upstairs for ball one.
And another fun fact, if you want to call it that, I have been asked by DRG to come and do the sports report on Tuesday morning. So the perfect scenario is that we win a championship on Monday night, and my sports report on Tuesday morning is just that.
That would
the Trappers
be, that
have
would
won
be
game 5
scenario.
Championship.
1-0 pitch misses outside for ball two. Got to win game 4 to force that game 5, and then after that,
And we'll take
it. Anything could happen in game 5.
In a game 5. Anything could happen today.
Yeah.
You know, I know that there were some social media posts that we've poked the dog or we've, you know, whatever, scared the bear.
2-0 pitch through, and that one skips away from Arnold, but not enough for Barlow to take home.
But our guys realize that. When you play a good team and you beat them in surprising fashion, you know they're going to be fired up the next day. There's no question these guys are going to be fired up. However, our guys understand that and are absolutely fired up and ready to play some ball today. So I take this matchup any day of the week.
I asked Coach Jamie about a potential emotional letdown from his team after that game last night, and he wasn't too worried about it. The guys were seeing focused and locked in today as that one misses outside for ball three. That seems to be the case so far. Typically, that's one of those things that you can catch early in the game, you know.
And those guys are very good at their social media, and they're very talkative on social media. I noticed their social media went radio silent today.
3-1
compared
pitch,
to a normal game.
This is for ball four.
And so we got to have a little fun. Jordan and I got together, my assistant general manager, Jordan Lettmer, and came up with a Karate Kid social media post,
yes,
which we've gotten a lot of positive comments on. So it was, it's fun. You know, and those guys beat us a couple of times this year, and they had some fun with us in social media. That's part of promoting your team.
It's the way it goes.
And so today we finally got to have a little bit of fun ourselves at the elementary school.
Let's keep having fun. Let's keep winning. It was the first loss for the Sabre Dogs in 28 games.
Mm-hmm. And it was nice that we could put that L on those guys.
Ben Wilms up there now, and that one misses upstairs for ball one. Need to get this out number three right here, because awaiting on deck is the top of the order, Luis Pelayo.
He did damage in game one.
A lot of damage.
He's basically the difference for them in game one.
Exactly right. You can look at both those game one and game two losses as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. You can really look at just one or two innings in each of those first two games that was the difference maker.
Mm-hmm. Well, in game one, it was three runs in the first, two runs in the second, and we shut them down after that.
Yep. So 1-1 the count, two outs, bottom of the second, runners on the corners, nothing, our score. Jack Van Camp, the pitch. That one runs inside, went with a slider for ball two. And yes, to answer the question from Nathan Mix on our YouTube chat, is Carson Trumpled back playing tonight? He is available to play should he be needed. It is Garrett Arnold at night behind the plate, though.
Actually, everybody. Eric is back as well. Eric Lemberg.
Yes. Runner on the move, and there will be no throw down. So that is a stolen base for Bradley Harmon. So now two runners in scoring position with two away.
And again, a big thanks to our fans. All season long, you've been amazing coming out here, cheering on your Trappers, the best attendance numbers in the league by far right here at Hyde Stadium. So again, hats off to each and every one of you.
The 3-1 pitch swung on and popped up to the right side, maybe playable. Will Hoke on the move, and it will bounce in to the Trappers dugout. So that is a foul ball. So the count 3-2, two outs, bottom of the second inning. Ben Wilms at the plate for the Sabre Dogs, the number 9 hitter. In this series, he is 0-for-8 after going 2-for-4 in his first ever game with the Sabre Dogs. Has not had those same fortunes since then. Need this out here if you're Jack Van Camp. The payoff pitch. Now in check swing, and he went around for strike three. So there you have it. Jack Van Camp able to get them swinging to strand runners on second and third.
It's all yours, my friend. And just one more time before I'm out, let's go Trap.
Sounds great. Thank you, John. And go have fun down there. We are through two innings of play, and we are tied up at zero here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back. Game four of our Exhibition League Championship Series here at Hyde Stadium. That was some Eminem bringing us back on our name, that tune. Tied at zero after two innings of play. Ryan Breeden here, and I have Caleb Hay once again next to me, the Trapper's ace, the starter in last night's victory. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, glad to be back. Oh, yeah.
So Connor Bendek will lead things off, the number eight hitter in the lineup. In this series, he is 1-for-3 with a run scored. Against the Saberdogs in total, 3-for-22, has a double to his credit. You know, I think that it's kind of hard to use stats to against the Saberdogs to say how well a hitter has done, because we talked about before just how difficult those first 10 games against the Saberdogs were up until this series, until it seems like these guys have figured something out.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a little difficult.
First pitch of the inning. That one is lined into right field, and it will slice foul, and it will land unharmed. So the count 0-1. Nobody out. Top of inning number 3. And for those who do not know, this is an elimination game for the Trappers. If they were to fall here in this one, their season would be over. If they can win tonight, they will force a winner-take-all game 5 in the championship series. The 0-1 pitch. That's right across the plate for strike 2. It's kind of interesting as well. Joel Barker, the starter, he doesn't really go from the windup ever. He's out of the stretch right now. No runners are on base. Not something you see very often from a starting pitcher. And the pitch, off speed, got him swinging out in front of it for strike 3.
Oh, yeah, it definitely helps, though, because when you go from pitching in the stretch with nobody on, you are just more comfortable with runners on.
So Jacob Griffin is now up there, the number 9 hitter in the lineup. One away in the top of the third. Griffin 1-for-5 in this series. Had that RBI double in game 1 off of Thomas Gutierrez, and it was the first earned run and the only earned run given up by Gutierrez this entire season.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So the lefty playing in right field, which is where he has been mostly playing here with the Trappers this season. First pitch, swung through that one. That was a high fastball. So the count 0-1. Back in college, where Griffin goes to Ottawa University in Arizona. Caleb, you're pretty familiar with that school. You know, you spent some time there yourself. Griffin has told me that he was mostly a left fielder, but kind of moved over to the other corner spot. So that one runs inside for ball 1. So you've spent probably more time around Jacob Griffin than anybody else on the team. Maybe Trevor Seagraves up there as well. All three of you have been teammates before. Just, I guess, talk about what you see from Jacob Griffin on the field.
Jacob's definitely one of those guys where he's going to go out there, he's going to attack.
1-1, goes, swings through the changeup.
He definitely,
1-2.
He definitely can get the job done. He's a good guy.
Very much tries to just stay calm during games, doesn't really get himself fired up. He's not the kind of guy that's going to be chugging energy drinks and eating Sour Patch Kids just like my good man Caleb Hay does before his starts.
Get wired up.
The 1-2, that one has popped up into center field. Martinez retreats, and while backpedaling makes the catch for out number 2. So after that flyout, we are back to the top of the order for Jackson Mix, who reached safely on a walk to lead off the top of the first, but ultimately did not come around to score. Jackson Mix is one of those guys that I feel like just gets on base a lot.
Yeah.
He has over a 500 on base percentage.
Great guy.
He's kind of approaching what Hunter Delanoy's on base percentage record was, or slash technically still is, but you know, it's kind of really retreated for Delanoy in this series. First pitch lined into center field, and there you go. There's a base hit for Jackson Mix. First pitch swinging. That is his second time on base in as many at bats. Got a pitch he could handle, just lined it right up the middle. So there's a runner aboard now with two outs in the top of the third inning. And it brings up Hunter Brown. Brown in this game 0-for-1. But his four hits in this series. His most recent one was a very impactful one in the top of the eighth inning last night. See if they can have a two-out rally here for the Trappers. First pitch. That one is lined into center field. Martinez retreats near the track and makes the catch, running backwards for out number three. What was it you were saying about Hunter in his first at-bat, about how he squares everything up but cannot get anything to land?
Yeah, seriously. Guy hits everything hard, purposely barrels in, and hits it right to them every time.
We just saw it again there to end the inning, so we will go to the bottom of the third. The Trappers, after that two-out base hit from Jackson Mix, unable to make anything else come of it. So the SaberDogs will have the top of their order back up for the second time. In this tied-up ball game, nothing to nothing, our score, bottom of the third inning we go here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. Bottom of the third inning. Heather, you beat me again on our Name That Tune. You're just finding the songs that I have no chance of getting. I think I'm like 1-for-2. First pitch, Luis Pelayo runs in there for a called strike one. Ryan Breeden here. Nothing is our score. Game four of our best of five series. 0-1 pitch, and there's a called strike two. So two fastballs that have caught the outside part of the plate. We've seen that zone has been sometimes expanded, sometimes retracted. Just kind of depends the way you look at it and when you throw it. Caleb Hay to my right. You know, 2 pitch goes a slider, and that one stays low and outside. Luis Pelayo 0-for-1 here in this game. So, Caleb, we were just talking during the commercial break that we just had about how you feel after starts physically. As the 1-2 pitch misses low, so the count 2-2. How do you feel right now?
Oh, I'm a little sore from my legs, all the way up my back to my arm. It's a little tight, but it's going to be like that after throwing 118.
Yeah, 118. Pitches. How long does that usually last?
Only like a day, maybe like into the second day.
2-2 pitch, rings him up for strike three. Goes with that slider, goes front door with it. That one looked pretty.
Oh, yeah, that looked great. That's exactly what you want with the front door slider at that.
Maybe that's also why Jack wants to set up on the right side of the rubber, you know, so he can try and snap that slider on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
So when you set up on the left side in that lefty-lefty matchup, it's hard to bring it in but not hit that front hip of the left-handed hitter.
It definitely
helps as well.
It gives you a little bit more room to work with.
So after that punch out now here, Hunter Dellenoy gets pegged on the hip for the second time in this game, and he is very clearly not happy about it. Screamed at Van Camp, chucked his bat, and Jack just walks off the mound and is like, dude, I'm not plunking you on purpose. I have no reason to, so like, don't act like that.
Yeah.
I understand being frustrated by getting hit, especially back-to-back to start out the game.
It happens.
But you know Jack, we know Jack, and we know that he does not mean anything by it. And you can see him even, like, trying to say, hey, look, Hunter, I didn't do it on purpose, but, it just slipped.
Oh, yeah, it definitely, like, you know, sometimes you just, ball slips out of your hand, you don't have that right grip, it just, a lot of stuff can happen wrong.
So Ben Neubert is up there now. He is 1-for-1 with a base hit through the left side in his first at-bat. He has Hunter Dellenoy on first. First pitch goes with that slider once again, and it runs inside. So the count, 1-0. Nothing. Our score, bottom of the third inning. Everything on the line here in this one for the Trappers. The 1-0 pitch, swung through that one. So the count, 1-1. I have my good luck charm in my hand here for this game. It's a broken bat. It was a fungo that we use. I don't remember which one this is.
The blue.
This is the blue one?
Yep, the blue one.
That's the one that Coach uses it, right?
Yep.
This is Coach's fungo. That one misses inside for ball two. Looked pretty good, but did not get the call there. But anyways, yesterday before the game, who was it that broke this? Would you like to tell the audience, Caleb?
It definitely wasn't me.
No, I know. I know. No, it wasn't you. But I figured you could say it and he can get mad at you and not me.
Oh, wow.
2-1 pitch misses high for ball three.
I think
three.
We'll keep that anonymous.
No, it was Will.
Yeah,
it was Will Hoke, the Trappers' first baseman. He didn't do it on purpose either. He just kind of set it down and spiked it on the ground, and it just shattered.
He didn't even slam it hard, and it do nothing. It just snapped.
The 3-1 pitch, and that one is rocketed into right center field, and that will get down ahead of Trap Hagen, who misplays it, and that will allow a run to score. So the Saberdogs, Dellenoy rounding third, and they will have an early lead here in the bottom of the third inning. It was a misplay by the center fielder, Tyler Trap Hagen, allowed it to roll all the way to the fence. So that will probably just go down as a base hit with that run scoring on an error. The Saberdogs ahead here in the bottom of the third inning, 1-0. That's just really unfortunate, Caleb.
That's just one of those where he was a little iffy. You should dive, play it.
It's always the in-betweeners that get you. And I think that Tyler was playing that one with the intention of trying to keep Dellenoy on second and not allow him to take third.
Oh, yeah.
But in doing that, that one misses outside for ball one. But in doing that, you misplay it, and that makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
So the fielding error on Trap Hagen, and that one is hit up the middle, and that one leaks through for a base hit. That's just the third hit of the series for Chris Monroe, and that allows for Neubert to score from third. And it is now 2-0, Saberdogs. That one wasn't really hit hard.
Nope.
It sounded almost like it broke the bat, too. Maybe it did. Found the opening up the middle, and that's just baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So now we can see the offense will have to do some work in this one, but we knew that one.
Oh, yeah, we
already coming in. You know, the guys said we got to score about 6 runs in this one to feel at least somewhat comfortable. First pitch to Barlow misses high for a ball. So the Saberdogs, a quick lead here in the bottom of the third inning after a misplay in center field from Tyler Trap Hagen that allowed for Dellenoy to score, and then the base hit up the middle from Monroe. That one is popped up into center field. Trap Hagen called off by McCreary, who leaks over and makes the catch for out number 2. So now 2 away here. Bottom of the third. Just got to catch back up on Game Changer here. or a lot happening all at once. There we go. So now it will be Seth Delgado 0-for-1 here in this game. Chris Monroe on first. Two outs, bottom of the third. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Van Camp up over 50 pitches here so far. That was his 52nd. After Jack Van Camp, you'll have Parker Lewis as well as the left-hander Brady Glenn, who closed out last night's game, available. The 0-1 pitch. Changeup misses low for ball one. What did you think of Brady last night, Caleb? He came in and was able to record those final three outs.
I knew he was going to do it. I had all the faith in him. He's definitely one of those guys that first round, he's going to keep you off your feet, a little off balance, and he's going to get the outs.
The lefty Jack Van Camp facing the right-handed swinging Seth Delgado, who chops it foul. So the count, one and two. You got a comment here for you, Caleb, from Nancy Reed - Butts. Congrats to Caleb Hay, an amazing and awesome pitching performance last night.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
It was indeed a fantastic performance. One and two the count. Two outs, bottom of the third. And the pitch. That one leaks away, and that allows Monroe to take second. Looked like a slider that just stayed way up and outside. Yeah. Missed arm side again.
Sometimes you don't get that spin, that right grip, and it just slips out, doesn't break. It happens.
So after the wild pitch, another Sabre Dog in scoring position. They've scored two so far in this inning. We have a lot of twos on the scoreboard. Two and two the count. Two outs. Two runs have scored for the Sabre Dogs in this inning. And the pitch, and that one runs in, and I guess they'll say that doesn't hit him. But so as a result, Monroe doesn't even take third either. I think he thought that was a hit by pitch, but it was not. Now Coach Kieran is coming to talk with the home plate umpire, who I guess they say it did hit him. All right. Sure. What do you think, Caleb?
I don't know. It's tough from up here. I didn't think it hit him, but it's not our choice. I don't know. That's a tough call.
Who's the umpire? We've seen that Coach Kieran likes to be involved, and it looks like he maybe got his way.
Every time.
And Coach Jamie out there shaking his head, too, saying, come on. Like, our umpires are trying to do their job. Let them do their thing.
Yeah. Kieran's definitely one of those coaches that is going to complain about every little thing that he possibly can. But it works for him, so why not stop doing it?
Eddie Martinez here with two away, two runners aboard. And the first pitch misses low for ball one. So this is one of those innings. Jack Van Camp searching for that third out. He needs it desperately.
Oh, yeah.
You want to keep this at 2-0.
It's tough when you get those quick two outs and then just nothing can go right in the second one to get the third.
Martinez has been barreling up baseballs left and right in his starts. 1-0, and that one nearly hits him. So the count, 2-0. Martinez doubled to deep center field in last night's game and came around to score one of the two runs the Sabre Dogs scored. Now we have a quick mound visit from you're right next to me, from Garrett Arnold talking to Jack Van Camp. I was going to ask you, I was getting a bit ahead of myself, Caleb, what do you typically talk about during those quick little visits? Is it just kind of one of those where you're like, all right, you're good, like, let's just slow it down?
Oh, yeah, definitely just to calm the nerves, calm the tempo, slow down, breathe, just get back in the rhythm.
See if Jack can get back into a rhythm. He is about to throw his 59th pitch. And that one is rocketed foul, bounces off the light pole, lands in foul ground, so the count 2-1. Van Camp here in this one, three hits, two runs, just one of them earned, two walks, two strikeouts, and three hit by pitch. Van Camp now up to 15 hit batters on the season. The 2-1 pitch incoming here. This is high, ball three. Bradley Harmon is on deck. If Martinez finds a way to reach, it will be bases loaded with two outs. Van Camp needs to get out of this inning and stop the bleeding at two. The 3-1 pitch misses for ball four. So the bases will be loaded, and it will be Bradley Harmon. He is 0-for-0 in this game. And his first at bat, he walked. And he is up there now in a big situation. When you're in one of these spots, Caleb, what are you going with as your saving grace pitch or pitch sequence to get you out of a jam when you need an out?
Definitely something to get weak contact, inside-outside fastballs, sliders, inside-outside, just something to get maybe a little jam or off the end of the bat or anything not on the ground or at least to the outfield.
Yeah. First pitch to Harmon. That one is popped foul out of play, so the count 0-1. And as a reminder as well, Bradley Harmon, a switch hitter, so swinging it from the right side against the lefty Jack Van Camp. The count 0-1, two outs, bottom of the third. Saberdogs 2, Trappers 0. Saberdogs have bases loaded. The 0-1 pitch, fouled back for strike two. All right, you need one more pitch. If you're Jack Van Camp, what do you think we'll see from Jack here on this one?
Either he was late on both fastballs, I'd go up and in fastball, or even down a backdoor slider. Just nothing in the zone. 0-2, definitely don't want anything he can hit.
Want to be careful as well to not throw a wild pitch.
That is also
true. You don't want to be too cute with it, but you got to find the best of both worlds. That's why I feel like it would be so difficult to be a pitcher. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You're walking a fine line both ways. The 0-2 pitch, and that one is chopped foul once again. So three pitches, three foul balls from Bradley Harmon. Saberdogs in their powder blue jerseys with the white pants. The Trapper is wearing the same uniform combo as yesterday. I'm wearing the same uniform combo as yesterday, too. I'm wearing that navy blue jersey and the khaki shorts. I have to keep it the same after yesterday's win.
Oh, yeah.
0-2 pitch. That one is nubbed foul once again. So four foul balls now for Bradley Harmon. Fighting up there.
Man, I'm a big superstition guy. I've been eating the same thing for every game.
And what's that?
Spicy Italian from Subway.
Okay. I know a lot of guys go to Subway after we have our Trappers team talk.
It's just a nice, easy sandwich to make. Nothing too heavy, not too light. Just good enough to get you through the game.
The 0-2 pitch from Van Camp, and that one is rocketed to the right side, foul once again. So five foul balls now for Bradley Harmon. After a game, like when you in a situation like today, you know for a fact 100% you are not pitching. Do you ever just like pig out before a game and say, you know what, I don't have to eat the way I usually do because I'm not pitching?
It's the same thing today. I went to Subway, got a spicy Italian, I got a body armor and a Gatorade.
0-2, and that one misses low for ball one.
I got the same seeds, then changed nothing.
What flavor of seeds are your go-to?
So someone on the team actually had it. They're called Taco Supreme seeds.
Okay.
Great. I've been eating them every game. Or Takis. I got Takis once, too.
See, I've never been a big sunflower seed guy. I always would get frustrated because it's too much work to chew them and, like,
see,
hunt and stuff. They'd get me mad.
They're addicting.
I agree.
Once you start and once you, like, you have it, you just...
The 1-2, fouled off to the left side once again. Six foul balls in this at-bat for Bradley Harmon, and the count is just 1-2. This is pitch number 8 upcoming, really making Van Camp work. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the third. Need this final out. Harmon's just shortening up the swing and just... making contact with everything. It's a hard out. Does it ever get frustrating as a pitcher when someone does that? Do you ever just get mad?
Of course. You know, it's always brutal. It sucks to when you're on the mound, you're making these good pitches.
1-2 pitch, and that one misses outside ball two. You can hear the displeasure from the home crowd here. I guess technically the away crowd, because even though we're in our home stadium, we are the away team here in this game.
You know, it sucks when you're making a good pitch and you finally get that one good pitch they didn't swing at, and it should be a strike. maybe not. Maybe can't tell from here, really. But
count even at 2-2. Chris Monroe on third. Seth Delgado on second. Eddie Martinez on first. And there's a called strike three. It's a changeup. Gets him swinging. Harmon doesn't like it, but it looked pretty good to me. So Jack Van Camp does what he needs to do after giving up those two runs in the bottom of the third. He gets out of a bases-loaded jam, and we will go to the fourth. 2-0 the score. And Caleb, are you about to head back downstairs?
Oh, yeah. I'm going back down to the team in the dugout. Let's go back and get back in this game.
Sounds great. Go enjoy it. Thank you for joining me. And, again, great job last night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me up here.
We'll take a quick break. 2-0, Saber Dogs leading it here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're on the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. Top of the fourth inning. The Trappers trailing it 2-0 here in game four of our best of five championship series. The Trappers need to win today to keep their season alive. They'll have to dig themselves out of this two-run hole. Heather, my producer, back in the studio. You know, you're stumping me again. I don't know if it's because I'm just not in a music mindset today or if it's because if you're making me look silly on purpose, but you got me again. I have no idea what you just played, Heather, so I'm 2-3 now. Ugh. I think the house is going to win this edition of Name That Tune, but that's okay. You know, sometimes you got to let the dealer win every once in a while. Will Hoke will lead off the fourth inning here. Joel Barker back out for his fourth inning of work. He has thrown 34 pitches. Ryan Breeden here just by myself for now until I get my next guest. Barker working from the stretch. Face left-hander Will Hoke. First pitch swung through that one for strike one. So, and one the count. Hoke 0-for-1 here in this game. And back in that bottom of the third inning, the Saber Dogs were able to take the lead on a misplay in center field by Tyler Trapeg, and it allowed for Hunter Delanoy to score from first. And then we had a RBI base hit from Chris Monroe to bring in Ben Neubert. A one-pitch catches the outside part of the plate, called strike two. Now I've got my next guest quickly approaching here. Come on, take a seat. A new guest, one that we have not had yet. I think that brings my total now up to around 30 for guests I've had on my broadcast. We've got Cy Props, the new catcher for the Trappers after being with the Roosters. And so, Cy, I guess first, is it Probst or Probst?
It is.
That one's lined into right field. He gets down for a leadoff single.
There we go. Yes, sir. It is Probst.
Okay.
It's been commonly misspoken here this summer, but hey, it's all right. Not a common name. Not a common name out here.
Now that I know it, I will not mess it up at all. So you mentioned from Pennsylvania. I assume this is your first time being out in the Midwest like this and that Iowa, South Dakota area. What are your thoughts, I guess, here first on Hyde Stadium and Pier overall?
Beautiful, beautiful ballpark out here. So first time coming out here, I was just, you know, in awe of all the fans, the way things are kept here. nice park. Definitely a treat.
First pitch to Shahidi, and that one nails him on the shoulder.
There we go.
So the first two runners are aboard here. There's a base hit and a hit by pitch. And so that tying run is now on first, and that brings up Noah McCreary. He has delivered in a similar situation before. He had a 2 RBI triple down the line in game two in that 6-3 defeat.
This is definitely the guy you want up in this situation here. No outs. We got a lefty-righty matchup here.
Barker about to throw his 40th pitch of the outing. So what's it feel like playing as the home team here at Hyde?
Oh, it's great. This has been a great group. Just a couple days with these guys. It's been a lot of fun so far. Very, very thankful for the opportunity I was given to come out here and play with these guys, and it's been a lot of fun. It's only been three games here, but it's been a lot of fun.
That first pitch off speed misses outside for ball one. So would it be rude of me to make you choose which one you've liked better between the Roosters and the Trappers? Would that be mean?
Oh, I don't think I could do that. Okay. I love all of them. It's been so much fun. Very thankful for the opportunity I was given in Bancroft. Great crowd, great host family, great team. But, again, very thankful here for this opportunity as well.
1-0 the count. Runners on first and second. Nobody out, top of the fourth. And the pitch, now one runs in and skips below the zone down near the shoe tops of McCreary. So the count 2-0. The Trappers looking to quickly respond after giving up those two runs in the bottom half of the third inning. Maybe in business here. So I bet it felt really good for you as well, your first start as a Trapper yesterday, going 3-for-5, picking up a couple RBI.
Yeah, that was a fun game. That was a fun game for sure. I'm telling you, this is a tough team, and to be able to come out with a win there, that was a great team win. A lot of fun.
2-0 pitch, and that one has popped up into shallow left field. Pelayo battling the sun, camps under it, and makes the catch for the first out. And that was one of the big motivators for you as well to come out here and finish out this summer, right? You wanted to beat the Saberdogs at least once.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is such a good team. So many tremendous athletes on this team, and just to be able to come out as a team with the Trappers and get a win, I mean, that's great feeling. Great feeling for sure.
So I guess, did it feel as good as you expected that it would if that day would come? If you eventually finally were able to beat the Saberdogs, did it feel as good as a reality?
Oh, you know, it was amazing. This group here has wanted to beat these guys since the very beginning, and just for all of us to get that win has just been amazing.
Garrett Arnold up there now after the flyout from McCreary. He has two runners aboard, one away. First pitch swinging, popped up to the right side. Monroe in pursuit near the fence and cannot make the play. So 0-1 the count. So where are you staying, I guess, here in your short time here? Did we find you a host family?
Yeah, so I'm staying with Carla and Andy, Eric.
Oh, yes, host family. Yes, yes.
I guess it was Daniel's old host parents.
Mm-hmm. You're wearing Danny's jersey, too. It's almost like we have our new Daniel Hab. Danny, if you're listening, I'm not sure if you are, but we miss you, and hope that you're safe. Rooting on the team, hopefully, here. One away here, top of the fourth, 0-1 the count. Garrett Arnold and the pitch. That one misses low. So what have you seen here from Joel Barker in this game?
Well, it looks like he's been able to mix a little bit. It looks like he's got a decent fastball, maybe a little bit of arm side. Good curve. He's been able to mix all right. I think we're going to get on him, though. We've been putting the ball in play a lot.
Let's see if this can be the inning that it happens.
There
that one's rocketed into center field, and it just hangs up there for Martinez to make the catch for out number two. Now you're able to see just the unluckiness that the Trappers have had what's felt like all season. You've been able to see it now firsthand and be like, come on, why aren't these landing?
Barrels. All barrels.
It's crazy.
We're putting the ball in play very well. I mean, we're on this guy. Just give it another couple innings.
Let the baseball gods shift back
exactly
in our direction.
Exactly.
What has been your favorite memory of this summer? Was it yesterday?
Oh, that's up there. Maybe top two, not two.
Okay, yeah.
Might have been number one there. Definitely a lot of fun memories this summer, but that was for sure up there.
Tyler Traphagen up there now. He's 0-for-1 here. He has Will Hoke on second, Tyna Chahidi on first. That one misses in the dirt for ball one. So what was it like being the catcher last night with, you know, we had our controversies with the home plate umpire back in game two? You were the one who was there right in front of him for half the game in game three. What was that like?
Honestly, you know, there's a lot of controversy, but at the end of the day, I really think the umpire back there is doing his best. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm trying to do my best to, you know, slow the game down for him as well. And, you know, not let the dugouts get to him. Just let him know he's doing his job and he's doing the best he can.
It's a hard job.
Oh, really, my goodness.
It's so difficult.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Barker gets set. 1-0 the count and the pitch. That one catches the outside quarter.
But no, Caleb, our pitcher yesterday, he was able to keep the ball around the zone quite a bit. They were putting the ball in play. We're getting outs. A lot of great defense yesterday, and just keeping the ball around the zone, you know, really helped us out. Made it easier for the umpire. Props to him.
Is there a bit of a learning curve here? I'll finish my question after this 1-1 pitch with two away top of the fourth. Barker checking Will Hoke at second. Now addresses home, goes back door, and gets the called strike two. So to finish my question, is there a bit of a learning curve when you catch somebody for the first time in a game? Because that was the first time that you had actually caught for Caleb Pay. Obviously, you'd seen him pitch before. That's the first time that you have the mask and the mitt.
Yeah, so facing him as a batter kind of helped me learn, like, what he does. And, you know, I was able to remember his mix. And, just wait a second here.
Of the 1-2 pitch. That one is popped up into shallow right field. Will be a tough play for Martinez, but uses those long legs to run it down anyway. So the Trappers get the first two batters of the inning to reach. It was a base hit from Will Hoke and a hit by pitch from Tynan Shahidi. But three flyouts for three consecutive outs to end the top of the fourth. We'll continue on with our conversation here after a quick break. 2-0, the Saber Dogs leading it as we go to the bottom of the fourth here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of here on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of here on Highway 1804.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Welcome back to Hyde Stadium, bottom of the fourth inning. Heather giving me a lob there on that one. I've got a feeling it by Black Eyed Peas. She was schooling me in our first five Name That Tune segments that we do. Sigh, we do that after every half inning. And she was schooling me today, so she gave me a layup just to make me feel better about myself.
There you go.
2-0 the score. The Saber Dogs leading it over your Pier Trappers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ryan Breed and Cy Probst.
What's up? What's up?
This is the first time having him in the booth. You know, I actually need to keep like a formal like tally of how many new guests I have had on the broadcast, because I think, so last time I counted, it was about 2.5 to 3 weeks ago, and I've had a lot of new guests since then, and I was at 23. So I feel like I'm probably up close to 30.
That's impressive. That's a good number.
It makes your life easier when you have guests to help you. You know, you don't feel like you're going insane talking to yourself the whole time.
I kind of feel like Mason up here, our announcer for the Roosters. He did a wonderful job all season. I kind of feel like Mason has inspired me a little bit to come up here and talk a little bit. So props to him for that. Huh?
Maybe you'll have a career change.
I'd like to stick to baseball for now, as long as you can. Maybe one day.
Nick Blessing is the new pitcher for the Trappers, so that means Jack Van Camp's day is done. You mentioned he's having some arm soreness between half innings when he would come out to pitch, so maybe, you know, just didn't feel comfortable going back out there again. First
Possibly.
Pitch to Wilms. Or that one misses outside for ball one.
You know, it's been a long season, you know, and pitchers are, you know, this time of year, you know, pitchers are getting tired. Long season. It's
so
not easy.
Camp, his final stat line goes 3 innings, throws 70 pitches, 3 hits, 2 runs. That one's rocketed into left center field. McCreary on the move and lays out to
yes,
make
sir.
The catch. A feet first slide. That takes a hit away from Ben Wilms for out number one in the bottom of the fourth. So Van Camp, those 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 3 hit batters. Nick Blessing now in there. This is his second outing against the SaberDogs in this series. His first one, he pitched 2 scoreless frames. Wanted to go back out there at least one more time. First pitch to Luis Pelayo, and that one misses for ball one. What do you think of the defensive capabilities of this Trappers defense?
Oh, amazing. And I think yesterday kind of showed that. You know, I think we had 3-4 double plays mm-hmm. in the field.
And the pitch, that one's hit on the ground to second. Connor Bendek fields cleanly and collects and throws to first. Kind of
yes.
pulls Will Hoke
yes.
off the line a little bit, but he sacrifices the body to make the catch. Now he's laying back first on the ground before spinning his way back up onto his feet.
Very good effort over there by Will.
All around, I feel like the defense is probably the best asset to this team. Coach Kieran out there talking again to the home plate and field umpires. I think he just talks too much sometimes. Like, I don't know. I feel like Will was able to stay on the bag. Yes, he is. They call him out. I feel like that wasn't really a controversial call.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, only having 2 umpires here, we don't have a lot of angles to see. I'd agree with the call, but...
Like, listen, here, I get it with Coach Kieran. You know, he's a guy who loves to be involved in the game. He has a passion for it. He's obviously very successful as a coach as well. Sometimes that leaks over and shows maybe a little too much, but, you know, who am I to judge? It's not really me to judge.
No, I'd agree with you. I'd agree with you there.
Hunter Delanois up there, he's been pegged twice. He takes a first pitch fastball in there for strike one. He was pretty upset after his second hit by pitch.
Yeah, not so sure about that. I mean, he was hit with a curveball. It's not a very hard pitch to be hit with.
I mean, you were down there pretty much right next to the field, so you could hear the words that were exchanged better than I could. That one bounces for ball one. I'm sure I have an idea of some of the words that were exchanged.
Hey, he's getting on base, man. I wouldn't be upset about that. That's he's only making the on-base percentage better.
Which, coming into this series, it was the highest in league history, but he was 1-for-12 coming into this game. So, you know, get some on, raise that on-base percentage back up.
Yeah, right?
That's ball two. Nick Blessing, the pitcher for the Trappers. 2 outs, bottom of the fourth inning. SaberDogs 2-0. Nobody aboard. The 2-1 pitch. There's a called strike two. Ran above the knees there. So 2-2 the count. Where's been your favorite place to eat here in Pierce so far? Have you really been able to venture out that much?
Not really. I mean,
probably the Domino's pizza we had last night post game, right?
Honestly, like Subway. Subway's been the move. Subway's been the move so far.
That's what everyone's saying. The 2-2 pitch is a called strike three, so Delanois goes down looking.
Good
that end. Will end the inning. Nick Blessing comes in and pitches a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. We'll continue our food talk when we come back for the fifth inning. 2-0, SaberDogs leading it. Trappers offense needs to get the bats rolling here when we come back on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7. Mm-hmm.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Playing some Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway, as we're back for the top of the fifth inning. Ryan Breeden here in the Hyatt Stadium press box. I've saw props to the new Trappers catcher joining me here to my right. Saber Dogs leading 2-0 over your Trappers. Connor Bendek will lead off this fifth inning here. Trappers had two runners on and nobody out in the top of the fourth, but were unable to make anything happen. Let's see if we can change that here in this inning. Barker gets set. First pitch squares to bunt, and that one's popped up foul, and it will just harmlessly fall on the grass. So a bit of a break there.
Not a bad idea there. The grass in this infield is from experience playing here. The ball rolls slow. Not as slow as Bancroft, but the ball rolls slow here, and that's not a bad move. Maybe caught the third baseman off guard a little bit there.
Where does Hyatt Stadium rank amongst your favorite places to play here so far this summer?
Honestly, this is actually my favorite place.
I was going to say, is this another top two,
situation? I haven't gone to Minot this summer, but Grand Forks is nice, but this might be the nicest field I've played at this summer for sure.
It's a great answer, especially when we have John Hunt, our GM, just sitting a few feet to our right. And that one misses low, so the count 1-1. So I guess back to our food talk now. You know, a lot of the guys have said that Subway is the move. I had Caleb Hay up here just before you. He was talking about how he gets the same thing every time. What's your go-to Subway order?
I'm telling you, I've been mixing it up a lot lately.
Okay.
Lately, I've gotten a steak and cheese with bacon.
1-1 misses high for ball two.
Once in a while, I'll go chicken bacon ranch. That was the move today.
So you changed it up after what you got yesterday?
No. Actually, yesterday was a chicken bacon ranch day, so I had to keep it the same.
Okay, good, good. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
You can't be changing anything around
on
us.
Oh, no.
The 2-1 pitch incoming. That misses inside for ball three. Connor Bendek looking to be leadoff base runner for the Trappers. Top of the fifth.
Other than the starting game time of this game being different, I think the Trappers have made an effort to keep everything the same.
As close to the same as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we throw Caleb back out there again for another game? Let's have the same starter. 3-1 pitch, and that one's rocketed to short, but snagged out of the air by Ben Wilms for out number one. There you go again, another hard hit ball that just does not find any green grass.
It's a good sign.
It's a good sign. Just we got to hope that we can find hopefully some green grass at some point. Yesterday, we were able to find that late in the game. Jacob Griffin now up 0-for-1 here. One away. Top of the fifth. Saber Dogs 2, Trappers 0. Barker about to throw his 54th pitch. Taking his time, and the 0-0. Runs in there for a called strike one. What do you think of Barker going out of the stretch at all times? Kind of true relief pitcher fashion.
I'll tell you, there's some pitchers that just, you know, have their preference. Looks like he has a good rhythm here. He does a little toe tap about 9 times before he delivers.
Seven,
it's just
eight,
kind of his
nine,
thing.
10, 11. There you go. It's 11 toe taps that time, and that one is sliced foul, rocketed off the bat of Jacob Griffin. to the count 0 and 2?
So far today, it's been anywhere from 8 to 12. I think we've counted, but
boy, keeping track. Wonder how many that would equal out to in a game. Well, if you do the math, he's throwing 55 pitches now, and if he's averaging about 10, oh boy, we got 550 toe taps.
Don't ask me.
Hey, just practicing his tap dancing, I guess. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. That one is rocketed to third and again snagged. And again, the throw to first is in time. So another hard hit ball. Once again, right to somebody. That one, Bradley Harmon at third, just fielded it on a quick hop and then made the strong throw for out number two.
I'll tell you, not only is this a good offensive team, these Sabre Dogs, but their defense has been very impressive this season from the games that I've played against them with the Roosters and so far here with the Trappers. Very, very good group defensively.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pier. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt. So we call that a legal ID for our radio people. Jackson Mix up there, back to the top of the order. 1-for-1 in this one. First pitch swinging, comes up empty. So the count 0-1. Mix walked to start off the game in the top of the first and then had a 2-out base hit in the top of the third. He's up with 2 outs once again here in the fifth. Parker, there's a couple, 2 toe taps going. I'm just keeping count to see how many we get on this one. That one's 11 again. And the pitch, swung through that one for strike two, goes with an off-speed pitch.
First 2 innings, we were keeping count out loud, just to let them know. that's how we got that going, and then didn't work out so well.
I wonder if he can hear you.
I think he could, because I think that's why he started changing it up on us.
Oh, boy. Oh, and to the count.
A lot of fun we're having out here.
And the pitch goes back toward with the slider and does not get the call. That one looks pretty good.
It's a good spot. It's a good spot for 2 strikes there.
Good thing that one missed, though. We'll take that.
Maybe try to get a swing or something there, but good take.
1-2 the count now. Jackson Mix, left-handed, hitting shortstop. Barker about to throw his 60th pitch. Incoming, and it misses up and outside for ball two. So I'm going to ask you another difficult question here, Cy.
Shoot.
You have to choose between the Roosters logo and the Trappers logo that you're wearing right now on your hat, the claw with the baseball. Which one are you choosing?
Oh, man.
You have to pick one.
I do have to pick one, unfortunately. Let's see here.
2-2 pitch, and that one has popped up on the infield. We'll see who makes the play. It looks like it will be Harmon from third, actually called off by Wilms at short. Makes the catch a few feet to the back of the mound for out number three. Just because that ends the inning, don't think that means that I'm going to forget that you're off the leash. Okay, after this half inning, after this break, we'll get an answer from Cy Probst on which hat or which logo is the better one. You thought you were going to get away with it. Not that easily. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning, 2-0. The Sabre Dogs leading it over your Trappers here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-0 our score. Sai, you want to go ahead and answer our name that tune?
Oh, that's a classic right there. Fireflies by Owl City.
Let's go.
That's a banger.
It is a banger indeed.
Good song.
It's a classic. I think that song is 10 years old as of this year.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that make you feel like you are just the oldest person on the planet? There's probably some kids here at the ballpark that are running around with their big hats and their gloves. You'd play this song, too, and they'd be like, what's that?
Oh.
That just infuriates me. First pitch to Ben Newbert. Misses inside for ball one. Oh, geez, I realized I just got behind on my Game Changer app. What did Jackson do in his that last at-bat to end the inning? He was a pop-up on the infield. That's right.
Yeah, pop-up to the
third
base, man.
That one misses for ball two. Thanks for covering for me here. I'm doing scoring the Game Changer on my phone, and so I'm getting a little bit behind from time to time. I get sidetracked.
I may be up here, but I got to stay locked in too, you know.
Got to be dialed. 2-0 pitch from Nick Blessing, off speed. That one is cranked, foul down the line. Heads up, that might take out the team bus. And we can't see it because it's blocked by the trees, but maybe it did. Yeah, during that last half inning when we took a break, I had to save my radio laptop because it was about to die. So I had to quickly just transfuse and move the charger from one laptop to the other. I'm going double here, double monitors.
Busy,
that
busy.
One misses. For ball three, you're getting to see kind of a peek behind the curtain.
Oh, this is great.
Feeling like the Wizard of Oz.
This is great.
You've been a great guest. 3-1 the count. Nick Blessing, the pitch. Now it's hit on the ground. Nubbed it off the end of the bat. Bendek taking his time and quickly makes the throw to first for out number one. All right, Cy, now I've given you some time to think about it. You've got to answer the question now. You have to choose between the Ragin' Roosters logo that you wore for about 5.5 weeks, and you have to, or you have to choose between the Trappers logo, which you've been wearing now for about 3 days. Which one's the choice?
So coming in at number three would be the gold hats that we have.
I actually might get behind that too.
The logo, and then number two, I have to go the Roosters logo.
Yes.
And number one, the Trappers logo. That's sick.
First pitch
That's
to
cool.
Monroe, misses low and outside for ball one. I think that I would have the exact same ranking as you.
Let me tell you, though, those red jerseys.
I like the red jerseys.
For the,
I like them.
For the Roosters this year. Favorite this summer, 100%.
1-0 pitch, misses inside, ball two. And I'm not someone who typically likes red, but I do in baseball. See, in football, for me, I can't do red because, obviously, I go to Oklahoma State. I despise the Sooners, and so when I see red on a football helmet or on a jersey, it makes me angry. But in the MLB, I am a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan, who obviously they wear red. 2-0 pitch, and that one is nubbed foul out of play to the right side, so the count now 2-1. You know, I kind of have to pick my battles on what colors I like in certain sports. In football, red's a no-go. In baseball, yep. I'm cool with it. Like the Saberdogs, too, with their color scheme. I like it.
I've kind of been a blue guy all my life.
Yeah.
From All-Stars to Little League to high school to college even. I've worn blue all my life.
2-1 pitch, and that one is hit high in the air down the right field line. Jacob Griffin near the line makes the spinning catch for out number two. So two away now here, bottom of the fifth inning. Saberdogs 2-0. Brings up Jake Barlow. So you've had some different experiences facing the Saberdogs than us Trappers have up until, as we mentioned, 3 days ago. For you, as you were seeing it from the Roosters' lens, who is the most difficult out in this Saberdogs lineup?
Oh, automatically, I think Luis Pelayo. Man,
okay.
What a great guy he is.
First always, pitch called strike one.
Always fun to talk to when I'm behind the dish. Great guy. He's been something else this summer.
A one pitch. That one misses outside. So the count 1-1. I think that it would probably be a similar answer for Trappers. It would probably either be Pelayo, Monroe, or the man up at the plate right now, Jake Barlow.
Pelayo, he's been a great leadoff guy for these guys this season.
1-1, rocketed on the ground to short, snagged on a hop from Jackson Mix. Throw across the diamond, picked out of the dirt from Will Hoke for out number three. So that will end the fifth inning. 1-2-3 go the Dogs. We'll go to the sixth, 2-0. Sabre Dogs leading it here on the voice of the Trappers River, 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Back to Hyde Stadium. See, now Heather's given us another one that I don't think of. Oh wait, I've heard this song before. I've heard this piano riff. If I could hear another, I think I've said this exact same answer the first time she played it. If I could hear 30 more seconds of the song, I'd have an answer for you. But
good answer.
I don't right now. So Heather, you gave us two freebies, and you are able to get one back now. So I think I'm now what, 4-4. Maybe. Top of the sixth inning, the Trappers offense about to come back up here. They need two runs down to their final four innings of play. Joel Barker back out there for his sixth inning. He's thrown just 61 pitches. He will face Hunter Brown to lead off the top of the sixth. Ryan Breeden here, side. Probst, the Trappers catcher. I've been pronouncing it right, haven't I, ever since
yes,
that beginning? Okay,
yes.
Just wanted to make sure. I always want to be sure. The first night that we had a game on opening night, back when we played against the Roosters, Maddox Mueller, I said Maddox Miller, and right after the game, he was like, hey, look, he's like, I don't want to be that guy, but it's Mueller. And I was like, okay, good, thank you. I was like, thank you for telling me that.
You know, at this point, I'm so used to it. I'm so used to it, so, you know, it's just kind of, you know.
You shouldn't have to be.
Never for me.
Hunter Brown, 0-2 in this one. He lined out, of course, because he's Hunter Brown in his last at-bat. Lined out. Just an unlucky hitter. See what he can do to lead off the sixth. Barker, first pitch. Off speed. That's chopped foul. So the count 0-1. We were talking during this last commercial break about our speculation for how long Barker will go in this game. And I would have to think that as long as he stays under 120, he'll be out there until the sun sets and the cows come home.
Yeah, he's been very efficient so far in this ball game, for sure.
0-1 the count and the pitch. Off speed, now nearly grazes the jersey. Misses inside, so the count 1-1. I love the fact that they're continuing on with the switch cleats from Hunter Brown and Garrett Arnold.
Can't change it.
You can't change it at all. Hunter wearing that front, that left foot, as that one is a called strike. They say that one with the off-speed caught the inside part of the plate. Hunter's left cleat is Garrett Arnold's purple New Balance, the big league shoe, and then his right cleat is his neon green big league shoe New Balance. Just so happened, they had the different colorway of the same series of shoe, and they're the same shoe size. So I actually recommended to them about 3 weeks ago. I was like, you guys need to flop. You need to switch one. And they were like, okay. That one's rocketed into center field, and now we'll get down for a base hit. Hunter Brown is now in the hit column here tonight. Wasn't his hardest hit ball of the evening, but finds the green grass anyway. So a leadoff man aboard. Brings up Will Hoak.
So Ryan, I got one for you.
Okay.
Are you a sunflower seed or are you a bubblegum guy?
You're going to hate me for this answer.
Uh-oh.
I'm neither.
Neither?
Yeah. Okay, so Here, it's funny because I actually kind of talked about this with Caleb Hay when he was up here. He was talking about his sunflower seeds that he's been eating, how they're all eating Taco Supreme sunflower seeds now. And I told him, I was like, you know what? During games, I would get mad chewing sunflower seeds because it's just too much work. First pitch misses below the zone down near the shoot tops of Will Hoke for ball one.
It does take great skill to become a good sunflower seed chewer and
the worst part is, too, they're addicting. So, like, you're sitting there, like, these are making me angry doing it, so why do I keep putting them in my mouth? This is just getting me more angry. And the bubblegum thing, I hate the flavor of, like, the bubblegum flavor. That one's popped up into shallow right center field, kind of in the Bermuda Triangle, but Martinez makes the catch. He fires a quick one back to first to try and get Hunter Brown doubled off, but cannot do that. So that's just a fly out. But I don't know if that makes sense or not, so I'm not a big not a big sunflower seeds guy during games, and then I just do not like the taste of bubble gum.
So,
like your typical like pink like strips or like the Hubba Bubba or the, like the Big League Chew. I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
Anything. Well, I guess I would be the complete opposite of you because I love it all.
Okay.
I'm normally a bubble gum guy. Kind of helps me relax. I've been going with the strawberry watermelon Hubba Bubba.
See, that sounds decent.
Lately. Oh, that's where it's at.
That sounds pretty good. Tynan Shahidi up there, he's 0-for-1. Was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. First pitch, that one, up near the helmet. So the count, 1-0. Shahidi technically represents the tying run here in the top of the sixth. Trappers down to their final 11 outs here. The offense needs to make something happen if this game remains the way that it is right now. The season will come to an end here on this Sunday evening. 1-0 pitch. That one misses for ball two. At some point, got to take advantage with those runners on base. We're able to do that just enough last night to pull out that 3-2 victory. Had two runners on and nobody out back in the fourth inning, but could not make anything happen with that. Barker toe-tapping his way to the 2-0 pitch. Swung through that one. With the off-speed. I think Tynan might have been expecting a fastball there, maybe.
Quite possibly. 2-0. Probably looking fastball there. Not a bad idea.
So 2-1 the count. Hunter Brown on first after a leadoff single. Noah McCreary is on deck, and Shahidi calls time. Does he have something in his eye again?
You know, I've seen that a lot.
I know, series. That's what I'm saying. There was three times yesterday where that happened.
If it's the dirt, loose dirt, possibly. I mean, it always seemed to me like this field is very well
need to get the hoses out. Need to spray the dirt down a little more so it's not kicking up. Yeah, that's the fourth time we've seen that in 2 days. GD back in that righty batter's box. And the 2-1 pitch. Misses high, ball three.
I've always had to be a big sunscreen guy, so for me, whenever I'm rubbing my eyes, it's normally the sweat and the mixture of sweat and sunscreen.
Oh, that's
into
brutal.
My eyes. Brutal.
So what happens if you don't use sunscreen? If you weren't a sunscreen guy, would you just be a...
I would be red, very red and in pain.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be good. So you're not one of those people that can tan. As Hunter Brown takes off early and gets a fantastic jump, it's a called strike two, but Brown timed that one up perfectly, actually took off just before the pitch was even thrown.
You know, I think those toe taps that he's doing on the mound is really helping out our base runners, and I think that's why he was able to get such a good jump there. I guarantee you, he's been counting the amount of toe taps he does, and once he does that last one, he's gone.
You can even do it probably halfway through his toe tap routine, so it would not be very likely that he'll stop. Payoff pitch, Shahidi brushed him off for ball four. So now runners on first and second. One away, top of the sixth. That tying run is now on the bases. And we have a quick mound visit. Coach Kieran sprinting out to the mound. Don't see that very often.
No.
Barker has thrown 73 pitches. We have not seen any action whatsoever in the Saberdogs bullpen. They did lose a couple of guys, though, after last night's game. Marco Ozuna is no longer with the team. Brett Laura also no longer with the team. A couple of their main arms down the stretch. They used Ozuna twice in this series already. He pitched last night and was unable to save that game. So after the mound visit, Noah McCreary striding in. Hunter Brown on second, Tynan Shahidi on first. McCreary. Parker throws the first pitch, and that one has popped up foul. Straight back. So the count 0-1. Cy, how long are you going to stay up here for?
Oh, man. I'm having too much fun up here.
Yeah?
I might have to go back in the seventh in case of a pinch hit opportunity
okay. Near
the end of the game.
Not really sure. We don't want to keep you from that.
Oh, no. No, just in case.
0-1. And the pitch. Swung through that one. It's like a changeup there. So the count now, 0-2. How do you rate my abilities to identify a pitch out of the hand of the pitcher?
That's very impressive, especially from up here in the box. That's impressive. Sometimes it's tough. It's tough for us in the dugout to even tell.
I think I'm doing okay.
I have a pretty decent eye just because of catcher.
I'm able to recognize
that well, but it's not easy. I'm impressed.
0-2. Barker, the pitch, goes with another changeup. But a good job there from McCreary to lay off of that one.
Looks like someone may be warming up down there, maybe stretching out a little bit in the...
It's like the beginning phases of a bullpen sesh. 1-2, one away, top of the sixth. Sabredogs 2, Trappers 0. And the pitch. That misses for ball 2. McCreary needing to battle here. Try to get on base any way he can, or at least move the runners over. Definitely don't want a double play here. The wind blowing pretty much straight out to center field. Left-handed hitter friendly. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Blew him by with a fastball on that one. A challenge pitch all the way. McCreary goes down on strikes for the second time here in this one. That brings up Garrett Arnold. Arnold in this series is 0-10. But before this championship series, he's been one of those guys that just battles in his at-bats. When he gets to 2 strikes, he becomes that much more difficult to pitch to. Highest contact percentage on the team.
It only means one thing, Ryan. He's due.
He is due, it sounds like it, to me at least. Now would be a great time for it. You've got a runner in scoring position and also a runner on first with 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Got tying run on first. First pitch, Arnold. Hits it in the air out to right field. Delanoy retreats back and makes the catch for out number 3. For a second, that looked kind of scary off the bat. Looked like Delanoy might have misread it, and maybe the wind could have blown it over his head, but instead...
Barrels.
Instead, able to recover and make the catch to retire the side. So the Trappers, unable to score in the top of the sixth, will go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It will be Nick Blessing back out there again. Sabredogs 2, Trappers 0 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Ah, Why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Welcome back. Hyde Stadium, Pierre, South Dakota. Game four of our best of five Exhibition League Championship Series. Saberdogs leading it 2-0 over your Trappers. Cy Probst to my right. Again, do you know what that song was?
A little Justin Timberlake action.
Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. Are you a Justin Timberlake guy? Do you ever, like, what's your music taste, I guess?
Oh, man. A little bit of everything. I mean, I like to listen to some country that kind of, like, takes me back to how I grew up, and a little bit of everything, to be honest.
All right.
Just, you know, just kind of depends. More, mainly a country person, though. Mainly a country person. Big Jason Aldean guy. He's up there.
I listened to a lot of Jason Aldean when I was, like, in third and fourth grade.
Yeah.
And now my music taste is a complete 180 from that, and I listen to, like, mostly alternative music.
Yeah, I like the old stuff. But
okay.
I also like, you know, I'm a big, like, Luke Combs guy.
Yeah.
And
a lot of the guys on the
Morgan
team
Wallen,
share
yeah.
that same sentiment. First pitch called a strike up near the hands of Seth Delgado. Nick Blessing back out for his third inning of relief work. He threw 21 pitches to get through the first two innings out there. Jack Van Camp went three, gave up those two earned runs in the bottom of the third. 0-1 pitch, and that one misses high for ball one. This will most likely be Nick Blessing's last outing of the season, so as a relief pitcher, he's started a game before, although you have to be a little bit careful, because last time he did start a game was in Bancroft against the Roosters, and he ended up hurting his muscle on that right side by his ribs. That misses ball two.
I vividly remember facing him, and we actually talked about this recently. I had it was my first game with the Roosters, and he had hit me in the elbow, and I remember it was the bases loaded, so I got a run in, and I remember I said thank you after hitting me, and then he turned around and struck me out the next at bat, and
that one misses upstairs.
He had some fun. He had some fun with that.
I remember both talking about that.
I didn't hear what he said, but he told me what he said to me recently. I'm like, oh, I didn't hear you. I'm glad I didn't hear you.
Not safe for radio to say what Nick Blessing said to you after striking you out.
Yeah, he was fired up.
The 3-1 pitch, there's a call to strike two. Nick is one of those guys that when he is out on the hill, he has a completely different personality. It's almost like an alter ego. You know, there's some guys, some pitchers, where they say, all right, when I'm just regularly out and about, I'm this person, but when I'm on the mound, I'm like a completely different alter ego. That one's popped up high on the infield. Will Hoke, first baseman, moves in on the grass and makes the catch for out number one.
It's kind of like Max Scherzer. He's, you know, he's always a guy that is so fun to talk to, and he's just, you know, he's just a funny guy. But when he's pitching, no one talks to Max Scherzer. Nobody.
No one wants to talk to Max Scherzer either. You go up to him and talk to him between innings, he might just punch you straight in the mouth.
Yep.
But then, of course, again, you know, you see times where he's on his, like, minor league rehab stints, where after a game is over, he'll go buy $5,000 worth of food for the team.
Because why not, right?
Lobster dinner is what John Hunt says across the press box. First pitch to Eddie Martinez, misses for ball one. So one away. Bottom of the sixth inning. Saberdogs 2, Trappers 0. And the pitch, swung on and just foul tipped that one. So the count 1-1.
Looks like Garrett might be a little.
Oh yeah, I think I see what happened. The foul tip. I think that might have got him.
I can do that. All right, you got it, man. Thanks.
I think we just got a call from the pen. That's amazing. That's crazy. It's almost like we're having a call to the pen. Cy, you just got called from the dugout to come back down and get ready to go.
All right, Ryan, it's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. We end our visit a few minutes early, but that's
Thank
okay.
You.
Go down there. Duty calls, my friend. Don't forget your glasses and your Bang Energy. Cyprops going back downstairs being called like Superman out of the telephone booth. We have John Hunt now.
I know. He took his shirt off and everything, man. He's got that big S on his chest.
Getting ready.
He's ready to fly down to the dugout. Thanks to Cy for coming up here and hanging out with you for a couple innings.
Fantastic guest. 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike two.
And the Max Scherzer story was awesome. He bought all the guys like $500 earbuds. I mean, they're at A-ball. And he buys them all earbuds. And I think all total he spent $7,000 on dinner. It was a lobster dinner in the dugout.
That would be amazing. We had a called time. And the home plate umpire looks back. Not sure if he heard something. Martinez throwing up his hands in the batter's box saying, what's going on here?
Exactly. But Max Scherzer, I got to watch him pitch for the Nationals a lot because that's near my home.
That's right.
And just when he is on, he's unhittable. He's in that level.
It's true. Should be a Hall of Famer. 1-2 pitch. Skips in front of the plate for ball two.
I agree 100%. He's Max Scherzer, I guess in this era, who else would you put, maybe name five pitchers you put in that top-level category with Max Scherzer?
The only ones you can really put there are Clayton Kershaw and Justin Verlander, probably.
Okay, Verlander for sure, and Clayton Kershaw until recently, but yes, I agree with you 100%. Those guys are there.
2-2, and that one is hit on the ground to short. Mix tries to lay out for it, but cannot get there, so it leaks into center left field for a base hit, actually.
I think he believed he had that one, and I think he tripped on the edge of the grass as he was getting ready to throw his body toward that ball. It looked like he had a line on it. But again, he tripped over the edge, and there's a clump of grass right there at the edge of the infield in the backside that sticks out. And actually, I had a discussion with the guys in the city about fixing that earlier in the season. And, we'll take care of that for you. Well, it didn't quite happen on this one, but we appreciate their hard work. They do a good job of keeping this field up all year.
Bradley Harmon swinging it from the left side now with the right-handed Nick Blessing in there. First pitch misses outside for ball one. Let's hope we can get a game five tomorrow.
No hope. We're going to do this. Only down two.
Hey, I'm ready for
it. It's only four hits to three. This is a
close
ball
one.
Game.
Another one.
All of them have been
hit
close
on the ground. This might be two. Will Hoke
at
to second for one.
Runner.
And back to one, and it's over. And Will Hoke has to just jump and try to keep it in front. So
but he got the lead runner.
The lead out at second, as you mentioned. So now for me to go and score that on Game Changer.
Okay.
It's always fun to have to do that.
And again, a good crowd. I talked about this a little bit earlier when I came up to visit. And despite a Sunday, despite the fact that nobody knew whether we were going to be playing today or not, the Pier fans have come out en masse, and we're loving, I just need to get them a little bit louder here during this game. I think everybody's tense.
I think that
we're
all tense.
As close as this ball game is.
I'm tense. I know that much. Ben Wilms. First pitch, and that one misses ball one.
I had a host family dad yesterday tell me that it was the most nervous he's ever been in a game in Hyde Stadium. And he said it was one of the two best games he'd ever seen in his life in baseball.
I believe that. It was insane. 1-0 the count. Blessing the pitch. There's a called strike. Went with a slider that catches the inside half of the plate.
Two down for the Saberdogs to get Nick out of this inning, and the Trappers will have their opportunity as we go to the top of the seventh.
Trappers have nine outs to score two runs at the very minimum. 1-1 pitch, rocketed to the right side for a base hit. That is Ben Wilms' first hit in this series. That's a two-out hit, and it allows for Harmon to take third. Hard.
So runners on the corners for the Saberdogs. Again, still two outs, so no damage done yet. That's what's important. It's how you get out of a jam sometimes is as important as not getting into the jam in the first place. Some guys will walk the first hitter, and then they'll have a guy hit into a ground ball double play. And there's a visit to the mound by Coach Jamie.
There indeed is. There's some action out there in the Trapper's pen. It is Colton Yanish, the big left-handed thrower. I think that we'll see Nick Blessing go.
At least try to finish this inning, or at least try to finish it.
He'll be facing Luis Pelayo with runners on the corners and two outs, so a big situation. definitely want to try and keep this thing at a two-run deficit.
He's going to stay with Nick Blessing.
Have to.
No change.
You got to. You've got to show faith in Nick. He has been lights out of the pen this year. He's not given up a run yet to the Saberdogs in this series. He has pitched, I guess what now, four and two-thirds innings against the Saberdogs and not given up any earned runs.
I think he just wanted to make sure, yeah, that he wasn't sore in this heat and that he was good to go for one more hitter at least.
It's about 88 degrees here as there's a called strike one. 16-mile-an-hour winds blowing straight out to center field.
And coach is going to be, he's going to throw anybody out there he has to because we can figure it out tomorrow. We win this game, we can figure it out tomorrow. But if you don't win the game, it's over, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So you got to throw anybody you have left out there, save maybe one guy that you can use to start tomorrow.
It has to be all hands on deck in elimination games.
Absolutely, every time.
0-1 pitch. Now it's hit on the ground to second. Bendek backhands and just takes the force out at second to end the inning. So a great job from Nick Blessing getting a ground ball from Luis Pelayo to end the sixth inning. So, John, are you going to head back down? Are you going to stay up here for another half inning?
I've got to go do the seventh inning stretch in the next inning. So
that's right.
I have to be somewhere near the field. But I appreciate you letting me come up here a couple times this year. We've had a good time.
Is this your, this is the last time we'll have you on for this game?
Probably. Maybe, okay. Maybe, you know, eighth inning. That's the only other opportunity that I might have a chance to get up here. But, again, thanks to the people at DRG for taking care of you all season long and our fans. Heather in the studio working hard, and Big Daddy here in our booth. So we appreciate those guys. I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Going to the top of the seventh inning, the Trappers trailing 2-0. The time is running out for the offense to try and get on the board here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand, priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Got some Goo Goo Dolls action. Iris there on that one for our Name That Tune, our little mini game we have between me and my producer back in the studio, Heather Williams. Top of the seventh inning, Tyler Traphagen will lead this thing off. The Trappers trailing it 2-0. They are down to their final 9 outs here in this one. Barker about to throw his 80th pitch of the outing. He has been very efficient so far in this one. Gets set, first pitch of the inning, and that is in there for a called strike one. Ryan Breeden here back to running a solo crew. I had Caleb Hay at the start of the game. I had John Hunt for a half inning. Then I had Cy Probst up here for about 2 innings, and he was spectacular. Then we just had John Hunt to finish out that 6th inning. That one's hit on the ground at first. Monroe gloves it and will take it to the bag himself for out number 1. Hard hit grounder, but just again right to Monroe. That will bring up Connor Bendek. Jacob Griffin is on deck. Bendek 0 for 2 here in this one. Coming in to today's game, Bendek was 1 for 3 with a run scored, so make it 1 for 5 now in total in this series. And we have a called time as we had a ball from the Saberdogs bullpen roll itself all the way right out in front of home plate. so we had to get a last-second called time. One of the things that you see happen when the bullpens for each respective side are still in playable ground, sometimes you'll have some missed throws that skip onto the playing surface. Now the first pitch of the at-bat, fastball down the pipe. Takes that one for strike one. One out, top of the seventh. Saber Dogs 2, Trappers 0. Barker set the 0-1 pitch. That's going to miss inside for ball one, so the count now 1-1. Saber Dogs wearing their navy blue hat with the bright blue, powder blue bill to it. It's my favorite hat that they have, 100%. 1-1 pitch. That one's popped up in foul ground, and it will head out of play. So the count now 1-2. I think that one just about took off the head of a fan down in the front row. Be careful! Oh, it was the trainer. All right. I feel like he has had a foul ball hit to him before. He's sitting down there on the first picnic table. He's on duty. He's waiting for his opportunity. Hopefully he doesn't get an opportunity to go do his job in this game. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. That's roped through the right side for a base hit. Connor Bendek now 1-6 here in this series. And it's a one-out single. And that will allow the tying run to head to the plate. Jacob Griffin. That is base hit number 4 for the Trappers. The issue has not been getting runners on base. The Trappers here in this one have stranded 6 base runners. It's just been about getting that timely hit to either advance them or to score them. Pick over to first is not in time. The Saber Dogs scored both of their runs back in the bottom of the third on a base hit from Ben Neubert that was misplayed by Tyler Traphagen in center field. It allowed for Hunter Delanoy to score from first, and then an RBI base hit to follow that from Chris Monroe. Got us to where we are now. First pitch, off speed taken, just above the knees for strike one. I don't think that Jacob Griffin was expecting a first pitch curveball, but he got it anyway. So the count 0-1. Trappers have 8 more outs to work with. Barker toe tapping. Counted 11 once again that time. The 0-1 pitch misses up above the zone, so the count 1-1. We're about 2 hours here into this game 4. It's an elimination game for the Trappers. Win and you force a winner-take-all game 5 in this championship series. Lose and the season would be over. Barker, the 1-1. Now it has popped up foul. Out of play, strike 2. Griffin here this season. He has 2 home runs. Has 16 RBI. Leads the team in extra base hits. Had a double back in game 1 that drove in a run. It'd be a great time for another one. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Ran the fastball by him there. It was a high fastball. Elevated it. Griffin could not catch up to that one. So now 2 away here, the top of the 7th inning, and that will bring up Jackson Mix. Mix is 1-2 here in this one. He has a walk back in the first and then a base hit up the middle back in the third. So he is responsible for 2 of the 7 base runners the Trappers have had here in this one. Connor Bendek is on first after a base hit here with one away in the seventh. Now there's two outs. Jackson Mix, the tying run at the plate. And the pitch off speed that misses low and away. So the count 1-0. Hunter Brown on deck, waiting to see if he will get an opportunity to come through in the clutch again. He did it last night. Barker, the 1-0 pitch incoming. Swing and a miss, high fastball. So that is strike one. 1-1 the count. Two outs, top of the seventh. Saberdogs 2, Trappers 0. Joel Barker has thrown 91 pitches here in this start. This will be the 92nd, and that misses outside. So Barker's stat line here in this one, in 6 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 0 runs, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks. We'll see if Nick Blessing goes for a fourth inning for the Trappers out of the pen, or if it's Colton Yanish, or if it's Parker Lewis, or even Brady Glynn. Could be anybody. You never know. 2-1 pitch. Now one is popped up into shallow center field. Martinez gallops in and is called off by Pelayo, who drifts over from left and makes the catch to retire the side. So the Trapper is unable to cut into the deficit in the top of the seventh. We will have the seventh inning stretch now, so we will keep things here. We'll listen to John Hunt here. We'll let him do his thing. There was John Hunt with our seventh inning stretch. Saberdogs leading 2-0. And if you hear the music there in the background, got to turn it up a little bit, playing the happy birthday song. That's not for me or for anyone in the stadium. That is for my beautiful and lovely mom back at home. It is her birthday today, and I think that she is listening. And Mom, I just want to say that I love you. I appreciate everything that you've done for me in my life. I'm excited to talk to you after this game is over, and I don't know what I would do without you. So there we go. Thank you, Heather, for that happy birthday music. We can go ahead and cut that now. I appreciate you, Heather, again, going above and beyond to give me what I want when I want it. I'm kind of spoiled in that way. So, yeah, just a happy birthday shout out to my mom. Also, it's my Grammy's birthday as well. She gave birth to my mom on her birthday, so they share a birthday. It's kind of cool. So we're done with the seventh inning stretch. Enough of the songs and stuff like that. Let's get back to the action. Saberdogs leading 2-0. The Trappers here in the bottom of the seventh. It's Colton Yanish on to pitch. And for the Trappers, they're down to their final 6 outs on the offensive side of things. You definitely need to keep this at a 2-run deficit. First pitch, Delanoy, and it's laced into center field. Trapphagen retreats and makes the catch for out number one. So one away, bottom of the seventh inning. Colton Yanish comes in and gets quick out number one on just one pitch. Ball was hit on the screws by Delanoy, who now is 1-for-16 in this championship series. So not been his typical self. That one misses. So the count 1-0 to Ben Neubert. One out, bottom of the seventh. And the pitch. That one is swung on and missed. Strike one. Yanish is one of those guys that has shown significant growth since his first outing of the season. He's not only a pitcher, actually more of a first baseman than he is a pitcher. That one is popped up into right field. Bendek on the move. Jacob Griffin calls him off and makes the catch for out number two. Gives him the ball call. Typically the way that you would call off one of your respective fielders. Yanish in his first outing on the mound this season, he walked the bases loaded and had a bases loaded walk as well in that one. So he walked five batters. But down the stretch, he's been coached up by Casey Kasheva, the team pitching coach slash number two pitcher in the lineup or in the rotation. So giving some fantastic words of advice to Yanish, who misses outside there for ball one. It's Chris Monroe. Monroe 1-for-3, has that RBI base hit back in the third. The 1-0 pitch. Monroe crushes that one to deep right field, back near the track, backpedaling at the wall, and Griffin makes the catch just a few feet from the fence. So Colton Yanish quickly needs just six pitches to get through the bottom of the seventh inning, and so we head to the eighth. The Trappers need to make something happen, and quick, trailing 2-0 as we go to the eighth. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium, the top of the eighth, SaberDogs 2-0. And as the away team, the Trappers batting here in the top of the eighth, they have six outs remaining to work with, and they need to score two runs or more to try and keep this season alive. Fighting down to the finish in game one of this best of five championship series, the SaberDogs took it 6-2. In game two, the SaberDogs won it 6-3. And then facing elimination last night, the Trappers were able to steal one and win it 3-2. And then tonight here, we've got a 2-0 ball game. So we have had some high quality baseball here at Hyde Stadium from Thursday night all the way up till Sunday night, where we are at now. Hunter Brown will lead off this eighth inning, 1-for-3, and looking to start a rally. Joel Barker throwing his 94th pitch of the outing to start out this eighth inning. First pitch, swung and chopped foul to the left side, so the count now 0-1. Oh, yeah, and for Heather Williams, my producer, the song that you played? No clue. So you got me again. I don't know. What? Am I 6-4 now? 7-4? Something like that. It's a winning record. It's above 500, so I'll take it. 0-1 the count. And the pitch swings through that one for strike two. Went with the off speed and able to hook it below the bat. So 0-2 the count. Nobody out top of the eighth. Hunter Brown in what could be his final at-bat of the summer. Just depends on what happens here in these final two frames. 0-2 pitch. Good take there on a fastball. Low and away. So the count now 1-2. It's a good thing the Trappers did not wear gold jerseys today, because two nights ago while we were doing laundry, which I actually had been tasked with doing for these last two nights, we somehow misplaced or lost Hunter's gold jersey. So it's a good thing that we aren't wearing gold tonight, as that one swung through for strike three. So Hunter Brown goes down swinging for out number one. So, of course, you know, I do laundry one night. All it is doing laundry, and I can't even get that right. I lose a jersey. Come on, Ryan. Be better. Hey, it's all right. We live and we learn. My go-to motto is we'll figure it out. Just a way to live life. So after that strikeout for out number one in the top of the eighth, it brings up Will Hoke, who is 1-for-3 here in this one as well. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Barker toe taps and delivers the first pitch, and that one is laced into left field. And again, that one will just find the outstretched glove of Luis Pelayo for out number two. Will Hoke, you know, pretty that swing right there and that result pretty indicative of what this entire season has been like for him. Him and Hunter Brown, neither one of them can find any green grass or get any sort of luck to go their way, it feels like. Will Hoke batting down in the 230s, but he leads the team in hard-hit balls. So you do the math and tell me how that makes sense. It doesn't. But that's baseball. Nothing about this sport makes sense. Two outs top of the eighth. After the Will Hoke lineout, it brings up Tynan Shahidi. Trappers down to their final four outs here in this one. First pitch, Shahidi nubs it off the end of the barrel, and it stays fair just enough for Monroe to step on the bag for out number three. Cork screwed him there on that one and just barely nubbed it, and I can't believe that it stayed fair. It skipped right over the top of the first base bag for Monroe to make the play himself. And so 1-2-3 go the Trappers. Colton Yenish back out for the bottom of the eighth. The Trappers need to keep this at a two-run ball game, and then they're down to their final three outs in the top of the ninth. We'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the eighth inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Some bittersweet symphony to bring us in to the bottom of the eighth inning. I absolutely love the song choice from Heather Williams, my producer. It's a song that will make you feel inspired 100%. Colton Yanish out there For his second inning of work, he needed just six pitches to get through the bottom of the seventh. First pitch fired in there for a called strike one to Jake Barlow. He is 0-for-2 here in this game. Walked one time, and that one is lined into right center field in no man's land, but Tyler Trapphagen cruises under that one and is able to make the catch for out number one. So one away now here in the bottom of the eighth. And that brings up Seth Delgado. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. It doesn't matter how far, just belt up. Delgado 0-for-2 in this one. Had that RBI single in game three. First pitch, check swing, does not go around, but it's a called strike one anyway. Saberdogs leading it 2-0 over your Pier Trappers. Game four of our best of five championship series. The 0-1 pitch, and that one just misses outside for ball one, but with a fastball there. Parker Lewis warming up in the Trappers bullpen, the right-hander. We'll see if he gets an opportunity. The 1-1 pitch, and that one is hooked high in the air down the left field line. It had the home run distance, but did not stay fair. Was fouled by a significant margin, and it's a good thing that it was. So the count 1-2. Saberdogs catcher. Yanish. The windup and the pitch. That one is popped foul out of play back to the right side. Heads up out there on the street. You've got your car parked down that line. Better watch out. It's not my car, though. My car is safe. That much I know for sure. So 1-2 the count. One out, bottom of the eighth. Saberdogs 2-0. They need a scoreless frame here and then some runs in the ninth to keep this thing alive. That one misses high for ball two. Two and two the count. Seth Delgado and the pitch. Now it has popped up out of play once again. Heads up for where that one might land. And there's the ting of the roof above me. It was just a little bit behind me, actually, here in the press box. There was one last night, though. There was a foul ball that was hit last night where if there hadn't been a roof or there had been a hole in the roof, I might have been unconscious. Good thing that we have roofs to protect us. Yanish getting set, working from the shadows on the mound. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Elevated the fastball and got the swing and a miss that he wanted. Changed the eye level on him. And now we will have quite a height matchup here with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. The 6'5" Colton Yanish taking on the 6'5" Eddie Martinez. Yanish needs one more out here in the bottom of the eighth, and that will turn things over to the offense, who is fighting down to their final three outs. First pitch, and that one misses way upstairs, and it skips to the backstop as well. So the count 1-0. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers in our Hyde Stadium press box. This is game number 39 on the season for the Trappers. 1-0 pitch, that one stays high as well. The Saberdogs are 31-2. Their first loss coming over a month ago, back on June 1st. And then that other loss last night, 2-0, that one stays high as well. Yanish cannot find the strike zone here to Eddie Martinez. The Saberdogs have only scored two runs or less twice this season. In both of those games they did that, they lost. The Saberdogs have scored two runs here so far in this one. 3-0 pitch, and that one misses low for ball four. So a four-pitch walk from Colton Yanish. And that will allow for Bradley Harmon to get his fourth at-bat of the night. The SaberDogs have not lost back-to-back games in a very long time. And actually, up until last night, the Trappers had not even beat the SaberDogs one time in the last 700 days. But it was day 701 that the Trappers were able to break that losing streak to Soares Valley. Harmon swinging it back from the right side once again. Facing the left-hander, Yanish, the switch hitter. Crowd clapping along here. Martinez on the move. It's nubbed up the middle. Bendek is there and makes the throw to first in time for out number three. So Harmon grounds out to end the eighth. And now it's time for everybody to buckle up. We're heading to the ninth. The Trappers are down 2-0. And when we come back, the offense needs to score two or more to keep the season alive. Let's take a quick break and come back for the ninth inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The European basketball scene was better than the WNBA. Okay. They pay more. You get better benefits. You get to see the world.
The food is better.
The food is better.
Former Stanley County star Sam Ostarello on her career playing basketball overseas on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avero Orthopedics.
Top of the ninth, SaberDogs 2, Trappers 0. Game 4 of our best of 5 championship series here in the Expedition League. The Trappers, being the away team in this one, are down to their final 3 outs, and they need 2 or more runs. Otherwise, their season will come to an end here on this Sunday night. There'll be a new pitcher for the SaberDogs. It is Ethan Swanson. He pitched back in game 2 of this series, and he is in to try and close it out and pick up a save and bring the championship back to Minot, North Dakota for the second season in a row. The Trappers are looking, on the other hand, to give us a winner-take-all game 5. We'll have a pinch hitter for the Trappers. It will be Cy Probst filling in for Noah McCreary, who is 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. And Cy was up here with me a little bit earlier. Had to get the call down to the dugout. And he is in here to lead off this top of the ninth. 4 hits for the Trappers, 5 hits for the Dogs. Ethan Swanson, the right-hander on the hill. And the first pitch of the top of the ninth, it swung on and missed, went with a high fastball. Got him swinging up over the top of that one. Elevated it up near the nose of Cy Probst. So the count 0-1. Swanson, the 0-1 pitch, working quickly, and it misses outside. The count 1-1. Garrett Arnold on deck. Tyler Straphagen to follow. Anything beyond that will be an added bonus for the Trappers, and they'll need to get at least one base runner to bring that tying run to the plate. The 1-1 pitch, hit on the ground at third. Tough play from the shortstop position. Wilms, a strong throw, and it is not in time. Wilms had to dig deep into the hole between that 5 and 6 spot. Had to throw it on his back foot, and the throw was off the line anyway. And even if it was on the line, I don't think that it would have been in time. So that will be a base hit for Cy Probst to lead off this top of the ninth, and that will bring the tying run to the plate. Garrett Arnold, the Trapper's catcher. He's 0 for 3 in this game, 0 for 11 in this series. Now would be a fantastic time to turn that around. Cy Probst gets the base hit. He is getting pinch run for. And Trevor Seagraves is the pinch runner. You don't want to run into any unnecessary outs on the base paths. Because ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, it's that tying run, which is currently at the plate, that matters more than any other. First pitch to Garrett Arnold. Swung on and fouled straight back. The count 0-1. Everything on the line here in this top of the ninth. This young Trappers team, which has come a long way from that first game in Minot, North Dakota, where they were run-ruled and lost it 18-0. Look at where we are at now. The 0-1 pitch incoming. Misses high. So the count 1-1. Any way you can, you need to bring that tying run and have him on base. Garrett Arnold, I mentioned 0 for 3 here in this one. Trevor Seagraves on first. Nobody out, top of the ninth. Saber Dogs 2, Trappers 0. Pick over to first. Nothing doing, though. Seagraves slides back in face first. So the count 1-1. Ethan Swanson in the closer role here in this one. And the pitch. That one is fouled off straight back and out of play. So the count now 1-2. Swanson pitched a scoreless frame when he was in there in game two. Struck out a couple of batters as well. Hear the Let's Go Trappers chants from the seats just in front of me. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Garrett Arnold goes down swinging. And so now one away here in the top of the ninth. And that brings up Tyler Traphagen. The Trappers now down to their final two outs. They need to try and mount a rally. The season on the line. A loss here. And that will end this season in its entirety. The left-handed hitting, Tyler Traphagen, 0 for 3 in this one. First pitch misses high, ball 1. You have some speed on the bases in Trevor Seagraves. We'll see whether or not he gets to use those legs. Traphagen in this series is 3-4-11. 1-0 pitch, and that's a called strike. They say that caught the inside part of the plate. Everyone in that Trapper's dugout is on their feet, anxiously awaiting, looking for a rally. One and one, the count. One out, top of the ninth. Saber Dogs 2, Trappers 0. And the pitch misses high, ball 2. Went with a fastball and could not control it. It was up at the eye level of Traphagen. So 2-1 the count. Swanson gets set. The 2-1 pitch. Seagraves is on the move, and it's missing inside for ball 3, and it's an easy stolen base for Trevor Seagraves. That's stolen bag number 7, and that puts a run in scoring position. And Traphagen in a favorable 3-1 count. We'll see whether or not he is swinging away here, or if he will be taking and trying to put that tying run on base. Swanson delivers the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. There's another high fastball. That's been the pitch that Swanson has gone to here in these first three batters he's faced. He got Garrett Arnold swinging at strike three on that very pitch. We have a full count now. 3-2. Swanson, the payoff pitch incoming. Now misses inside, ball four. Tyler Traphagen trotting to first, represent the tying run. Runners first and second now, one away, top of the ninth. And that brings up Connor Bendek. A quick conversation on the mound from Delgado with his pitcher, Ethan Swanson. He's thrown 13 pitches. He's recorded one out. Also given up a base hit and a walk. So a lot of speed on the bases from both base runners. And if you can elevate something and get it deep enough into the gap, that could potentially score both and tie this game. You can hear the Let's Go Trappers chants ringing throughout Hyde Stadium, trying to will the team back into this one. Connor Bendek, 1-for-3 here. First pitch, that's a called strike one. The fastball catches the outside. So 0-1 the count. Saberdogs clinging to a two-run lead over your Pier Trappers. Now the tying run on first. The 0-1 pitch misses outside. Swanson has thrown 15 pitches, and with nobody else warming in that bullpen, it looks like this will be his assignment all the way to get these final two outs and try and bring a championship back for the Saberdogs. The 1-1 goes off speed, snaps it across, taken for strike two. 1-2 the count. The right-handed hitting second baseman, Connor Bendek from Spring Hill. Here having the biggest at-bat of his summer, perhaps of his career. Swanson deals the 1-2. Swung on and popped foul out of play, so we will do that 1-2 once again. Jacob Griffin on deck. Jackson Mix awaiting beyond that. After the foul ball, we'll have the 1-2 pitch here. Runners first and second, one out. And Swanson will step off. Wanted to rethink what they had going on there. Wouldn't be surprised to see another elevated fastball here from Swanson. That's been his go-to punch-out pitch. We've seen it here in this top of the ninth. 1-2. Goes that elevated fastball and gets the swing and a miss for strike three. Unfortunately, goes with that elevated fastball as anticipated. And so Connor Bendek goes down swinging. And now Jacob Griffin strides in as the final chance for the Trappers, trying to save their season. The tying run is on base. Jacob Griffin represents the go-ahead run, top of the ninth, two outs, Saberdogs 2, Trappers 0. A win for the Saberdogs will end the season and make them Expedition League champions. First pitch goes off speed, misses low, ball one. This entire summer has led up to this moment for the Trappers and for Jacob Griffin. Can he come through? 1-0 the count. And the pitch. That one is sliced foul out of play. That one will splash down near the pond, just from near the Capitol building, just to the right. So the count now 1-1. Jacob Griffin and the Trappers down to their final out, their final two strikes. Swanson from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. That one misses low, ball two. Go, If the Trappers could find a way to load the bases, that would put the tying run in scoring position. Still a lot of work to do from the left-handed swinging Jacob Griffin. 2-1. Two outs. And the pitch. That one misses low for ball three. 3-1 the count. Two outs, top of the ninth. Saberdogs 2, Trappers 0. Trevor Seagraves on second. Tyler Traphagen on first. The Trappers have stranded 7 base runners in this game. Big reason for that shutout we see so far on the scoreboard. They've got 2 more on base here. Can they come through? Jacob Griffin will step out and call time. Stares right at that wooden barrel. Takes a deep breath. Steps in. And the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and nubbed foul. So we'll have a full count here. Everything in the balance on this upcoming pitch. Ball four would load the bases. A base hit would advance them and put that tying run in scoring position. A ball in the gap could tie the game. Strike three would end the Trappers' season. 3-2 the count. Swanson, the payoff pitch. Now when it's hit on the ground is short. Backhand field from Wilms, who makes an error on the play. Trevor Seagraves will score, and there is still some life here at Hyde Stadium. Wilms tried to make a backhanded play at short, and he botched it completely. The Trappers are on the board. It looked like that would be out number 3 to end the game and the season. But the baseball gods say otherwise. We will now have a mound visit from Coach Michael Kieran. And my, what do we have here? Botched by Ben Wilms at short. Trevor Seagraves scored. And that means the tying run is now on second with 2 outs. Talk about high leverage. That mound visit is over. Kieran trots back where he has to just look on as Ethan Swanson is looking for that final out, whereas the Trappers are looking to tie this game at 2. Saberdogs 2, Trappers 1. Top of the ninth, 2 outs. Tying run on second, go-ahead run on first. Jackson Mix at the plate, back to the leadoff spot. Mix is 1-for-3 in this one. Be another left-handed bat for the Trappers. They had 7 of those in their starting lineup today to combat the right-hander. They've got another right-hander on the mound in Ethan Swanson. First pitch of the at-bat. Misses outside for ball one. Hunter Brown is on deck. Tyler Traphagen, that tying run, is 180 feet away from scoring. He's there on second base. Jacob Griffin on first. The 1-0 pitch. And that's a called strike one. It's a brutal call for a strike there, especially in this situation. Looked to be a bit high and outside. So the count is 1-1. Swanson has thrown 26 pitches here in the ninth. The Trappers fighting with everything they have to keep their season on going here. 1-1 pitch incoming from Swanson, who's working out of the stretch. And the pitch, that one hits him. So a hit by pitch. Jackson Mix is aboard, and the bases are now loaded for the Trappers. I don't think that you could even potentially try and script a moment as high leverage as this one. And if you're Hunter Brown, this is everything you have ever hoped for. Back to when you first were swinging the bat when you were a little kid. All those moments playing T-ball, going up through the ranks. Coach Jamie Habiger will make a change. We'll have a pinch runner Maddox Mueller, possibly the fastest trapper on this team, is pinch running for Jacob Griffin at second. So looking back now at Hunter Brown, who is 1-for-4 in this game, he delivered in the clutch last night that game-winning RBI base hit in the eighth. He has bases loaded, two outs, top of the ninth, trappers down by one. A base hit will for sure tie it, maybe even give the trappers the lead. Trap Hagen on third, Maddox Mueller on second. First pitch, off speed, misses for ball one. And another thing to keep in mind here, a walk would tie the game. A passed ball would potentially tie the game. The options are all on the table here for the Trappers. Swanson, the 1-0 pitch, and that one is rocketed to the right side, slicing foul out of play. So the count now 1-1. The crowd up on their feet, trying to cheer these Trappers on to an improbable comeback here in the ninth. The 1-1 pitch. That's a called strike two. They say it catches that bottom lip of the zone just above the knees. And so Hunter Brown and the Trappers down to their final strike on the season. The tying run is on third. The go-ahead run on second. Two outs, top of the ninth. Saber Dogs 2, Trappers 1. 1-2 is the count. Swanson gets set and delivers. That's fouled off. Hunter Brown barely gets a piece of that one. Keeps the season alive and fights to see another pitch. Swanson has thrown 31 pitches in this inning. Everything on the line. 1-2 the count. Two outs. And the pitch. And it's a called strike three. So the Saber Dogs are your 2022 Expedition League champions. Hunter Brown goes down looking, and of course now that the season is over, he can let it all out there and scream at that home plate umpire. You can't blame him for that. The Trappers go down here. Their season is over. They had the tying run on third base. They needed just either a walk, a wild pitch, or a clutch hit from Hunter Brown to tie it or give them the lead. But the Saber Dogs, 31-2 on the season, make it 32-2, and they are bringing a trophy back to Minot with them. You've got to absolutely, though, applaud the way the Trappers were able to fight in this series, and they left it all out on the line. Final score, Saber Dogs 2, Trappers 1. We'll take a quick break and come back with some post-game analysis. The Saber Dogs are 2022 Expedition League champions. The Trappers season comes to an end here after four games in the Expedition League Championship Series. We'll come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Trappers game coverage on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium here. The Sword Valley Saberdogs just took the Expedition League Championship Series. Hunter Brown goes down looking on strikes on a slider that they say caught the inside part of the plate. The Trappers were down 2-0 heading into that top of the ninth inning. And they were able to rally, able to score a run on an error from the shortstop, Ben Wilms. And they even had the bases loaded with two outs. They had that tying run just 90 feet away from scoring the go-ahead run there on second. Hunter Brown, who has been one of the best hitters for the Trappers all season, had his opportunity, did not get the call to go his way, and so that is how the Trappers' season will end. It's a bittersweet ending, a team that showed so much growth from the beginning of the season. You go back and look at the first game the Trappers played against the Saberdogs, losing 14-0. That's a far cry from the 2-1 contest we saw today, the 3-2 victory we saw last night from the Trappers, and in the 6-3 and 6-2 defeat that we saw in games 1 and 2. Jack Van Camp, the local kid, is the losing pitcher here in this final game of the season. He pitched just 3 innings, and those 2 runs that he gave up in the bottom of the third, ultimately the only 2 that would score for the entire game from the Saberdogs. Saberdogs over there on that third base side taking a picture after clinching back-to-back Expedition League championships. The Trappers just over there on the right side getting a long, extended conversation from their coach, Jamie Haviger, who has been fantastic all season in rallying his troops, getting everybody to be like a family. And it really is the way that that felt this entire season. And I was one of the people who felt that exact same way. Saber Dogs win 2-1. The winning pitcher for the Dogs, Joel Barker, he goes 8 innings and throws 99 pitches, gives up just 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. And then it was Ethan Swanson who pitched that ninth inning, picked up the save despite having to throw 32 pitches and nearly blowing it. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back here. I'll see if I can go get Coach Jamie Haviger. I will for sure have one last interview with him. I might just end up coming back to me for one last segment before going to get Coach. We'll see how things go. 2-1, the final score. Saberdogs win it here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
This is John with DRG Media Group. Let's talk about consistent marketing. An occasional marketing strategy just won't work. Consumers don't remember ads, much less products and brands, until they have heard or seen it a minimum of 7 times. Consistency is key, and marketing with DRG Media Group keeps you in front of a large audience, on air, online, and on mobile devices. Our packages include everything you need for a consistent marketing plan that keeps your business visible on multiple platforms. To find out more about our consistent marketing packages, give us a call today at 224-8686.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Hey, it's Pete.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers. I have the Trappers GM, John Hunt, next to me. The Saberdogs won it 2-1 here in Game 4 of this Expedition League Championship Series, and that Game 4 victory gave them their second consecutive Expedition League Championship and ends the season for your Pier Trappers, who are still having a discussion down that right field line with Coach Jamie Havager. All the players just letting it all out, I would have to think, and we'll get Coach Jamie up here for an interview at some point. We'll wait for him to finish his conversations with the team. John, I guess first, quickly, you can go ahead and give me your thoughts on what we saw from this series overall and then this final game.
Well, first and foremost, trying to stay as professional as possible.
Yeah.
You got to say hats off to the Saberdogs. All year long, they were a strong team. Bigger, faster, stronger. We talked about this all season, more seasoned. Average team age has got to be 26, 27 years old.
It's about 20.
Guys with, guys with have signed pro contracts and come back to college. Seventh-year COVID seniors on that team. It's not a knock. It's reality. That's the way they built this team. That's the way this team was recruited. Again, I'm not knocking those guys. They outplayed every team in this league, and they deserve to win the championship. But what I got to say is that nobody – on this planet, except our guys, believed that we would hang out with these guys.
I agree.
All the way until the ninth inning with bases loaded and striking out looking as the last hitter.
I agree.
Baseball doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Purists who love baseball will never see it get any better than that. Our guys fought all the way until the very end. And again, hats off to the Saberdogs,
100%.
But I love my Pier Trappers.
100%. No, I'm with you. So the Saberdogs, 32-2 is their final record. They were dominant all season long, dominant in the hitting department, pitching as well, had the far and away the best overall team stats of any of the four teams that were in this league. The Trappers showed so much growth over this season, and that all reflected during this championship series. The Trappers started with that seven-game set against the Roosters and won four of those seven games. But then from there, they would go on a 17-out-of-20-game losing skid.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, after that 17th and final game, which is the second game of a doubleheader against the Pilots, everyone let it all out on the line. All the players in the group chat, they put their foot down and said, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of losing. I'm sick of getting run ruled. I'm sick of getting embarrassed. We're here to get better, yes, but we're also here to win. And after that game, you saw a complete change from the Trappers. Immediately, they went on a four-game winning streak where they scored 63 runs in those four games, which was the most. That was the same amount of runs that they scored over those previous 20 games combined. So the offense, the entire team jump-started, and then we coast that all the way here to this shortened season. We take on the Saberdogs, and the Trappers able to make all four games close and even take one of them themselves.
But this was truly David versus Goliath in the modern day.
100%.
This was Rocky against Drago. I've said it before. This was Karate Kid against the other guy.
Yeah.
This was
Cobra
all
Kai.
Of those things. Cobra Kai, yeah. I mean, this was all of those things, and our guys never once gave up. Again, all the way out to two outs in the ninth inning of Game 4 after winning Game 3 when the, other people expected the other guys to be going home. Guys bought plane tickets this morning. You know, they thought it was going to be a three-game sweep. They thought it was going to be a whipping. They thought they were going to take us down in seven innings every night in 10-run rule fashion. And it didn't happen. Our Pier Trappers fought hard and deserved to be where they are right now. Again, Yes, they didn't win the series. Yes, they came in second place in the league. But from where this team started at the beginning of the year, the amount of errors we were making, the pitching mistakes that we were making early in the season, not hitting with runners on base, not hitting in clutch situations, Coach Jamie fired them up exactly like you said, and it worked. And these guys bought in, and they believed in Coach Jamie, and they love this community. All the host families who were helpful, all of the everybody in the community who was a sponsor that helped this team get to where it is, all of the fans that came out, everybody was behind your Pier Trappers, and in fashion that I maybe have never seen in a small community like Pier. Yeah. So again, hats off. You know, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get out of here, and Coach Sounds Jamie great. Will come yep. up in a bit. But hats off to everybody involved, to my assistant general manager, to our concessions manager, to everybody who worked for this ball club, everybody in concessions, our interns, you, broadcaster of the year. I mean, everybody who was involved. I'm so proud to have had the opportunity to work with these guys. You know,
I don't want it to be over yet. I know. I don't think any of us were ready, John. I appreciate you letting it all out there, and thank you again for everything. And
again, congratulations, Broadcaster of the Year, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. And so, Ryan Breeden coming back in here. I'm going to go get Coach Jamie Haviger here in a moment, and we'll have our final post-game interview for the Trappers. But yeah, I know for... Final score, 2-1. Saber Dogs win it. And yeah, for those last two comments in the live stream, yep, no, I get what you're saying. I hear you. It's hyperbole, so you know what I mean. And I hear you. But now we'll take a quick break and come back here, and we'll have Coach Jamie Haviger with us for his final thoughts on this season here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck, Sky Zone in Bismarck, Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen, The Enchant Auto Body, Slater Oil, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Welcome back here to Hyde Stadium. A final score 2-1. The Saber Dogs win it over your Pier Trappers. I now have Coach Jamie Haviger with me. Coach, I guess first, you know, just simply, what's going through your mind right now?
I don't know. It's kind of blank. You know, I just talked to the guys. It's just a shame that it's the last time I get to see all these guys and be on the field with them because it was a hell of a month.
Yeah, it was. What was your message to your team after this one? What were those conversations like? I know it was an extended one, obviously.
Yeah, it was. You know, I just talked about how we're young. We battled. No one really thought we could be here, and we really put them to the edge. And just to be here 2-1 and lose like that is tough, you know. It could have been a lot different score. It's a tougher loss when it's a close game than getting your butt kicked. But these guys battled through everything. You could see it in the last inning. We weren't going down without a fight. So it was a heck of a game, man. These fans are great. They're still standing out here applauding the guys. So it's always awesome here in Pierre. I just feel it for the guys because they wanted that pretty bad.
It was just such a cohesive unit with the team all around. You know, everyone, it was like kind of like a family. It's like this is especially hard for you and for me and for all these guys too, you know, because these guys are really close.
It is, yeah. We all got pretty good. We got connected pretty well over the last month, and we had some pretty good times. So I'm going to miss these guys. It was a heck of a summer.
Yes, it was, Coach. You know, other than that, there's not really a whole lot else that we can say right now, I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do like some sort of like season recap at some point after this is over. Maybe we'll do like one more interview, but just a tough way to end the season. But you know, the guys showed a ton of fight all the way up till the end, and as you mentioned, that growth, that's really just kind of the one thing that sticks out in development wise for these guys, you know, going back to their respective schools. They're a lot of them underclassmen, you know, the development, that's the thing that matters more than anything else, and we saw that on full display.
Yeah, you know, who would have thought we'd be here 2-1 ball game, game 4 against the Sabre Dogs, who killed us the first series, you know, so such a ton of growth and development from these young guys, and the cohesiveness really made a difference. And I want to thank you for all your hard work, too.
Of course, it's you guys have made me feel like a member of the team, which I truly feel like I am, you know, sitting here wearing this Trappers jersey. Like, I truly feel like I'm a part of the family.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you. Thank you, and thanks to all the fans, and we'll see you soon. My last go Trap.
Last go Trap. I know, it's a sad one. Thank you for all the interviews, all the would-you-rather questions, having me along, all the jokes on the road, everything like that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Ryan.
All right, that was Coach Jamie Habiger signing off for what will probably be the last time here on this season. Final score 2-1. The Sabre Dogs win it over your Peer Trappers and take the 2022 Expedition League Championship Series. Hats off to the Sabre Dogs for their hard work and for being able to finish what they started. 32-2. It's an impressive feat nonetheless, 100%. And also shout out to the Trappers. You know, they're sad right now with the way that season ended. And as a family, you know, I think we'll still have a fan night that we'll have maybe tomorrow or the next day just to have one last send-off from the fans, maybe play some softball and just stay together as a team for a little while. But huge shout-out to all of the viewers and listeners we've had throughout this entire season, as well as this championship series, everyone on River 92.7, my lovely, lovely, lovely producer, Heather Williams, who has been an absolute godsend this entire season. All of the viewers and everyone interacting in the chat on the YouTube Live, I appreciate all of you as well. Thank you all for being along for the ride. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers, signing off for one last time. Trappers season comes to an end. 2-1, the final score. Ryan Breeden signing off saying farewell, everybody, until we meet again.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.